at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. SMUD, the power to do more.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. President Bush plans to make the U.S. military larger for the long term. He was interviewed by the Washington Post.
I'm inclined to believe that we do need to increase our troops with the Army and the Marines.
I'm Mark Noller, live at the White House. The assertion by President Bush on the Washington Post website comes in the wake of growing expressions of concern that the U.S. military is stretched too thin. In fact, the U.S. Army Chief of Staff told Congress last week that his service will break under the strain of Iraq and other obligations. Mr. Bush says that he's asked his new Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, to come up with a plan to expand the Army and Marines, but he has not yet decided whether to increase the number of American troops in Iraq. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
On Mount Hood, the search for two missing climbers is running out of time, and photographs discovered in Kelly James' camera indicate supplies and equipment are problematic.
After, you know, developing those pictures, looking what they had with them, I'm pretty concerned about how long somebody can last out there.
CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
All ground searchers are on standby, and military volunteers have been sent home. Only small fixed-wing aircraft are involved in the search for two missing climbers. Hood River County Sheriff Joe Wampler says the search effort is winding down because he's focusing on a small, rugged section of ridge and glacier on Mount Hood's north side. Wampler wants to quickly organize an avalanche team to sweep the glacier using long poles before an expected snowstorm arrives tomorrow.
The Space Shuttle Discovery's crew's thoughts have got to be turning toward home. CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
Well, just under an hour ago,
Houston copies physical separation.
Alpha copies.
Discovery began the trip back, undocking from the International Space Station.
Discovery departing.
After a week together, the station and shuttle commanders both praised their joint crew efforts to rewire and repair the station. Discovery's Mark Polansky.
It's always a goal to try and leave someplace in a better shape than it was when you came, and I think we've accomplished that.
Shuttle is due back here Friday, live at the Kennedy Space Center. Peter King, CBS News.
Miss USA has had her slender wrist slapped over the parties, the alcohol, cocaine, and scandalous kissing with Miss Teen USA. Donald Trump could have told her she's fired.
She's a good person. If she weren't a good person, I wouldn't have done this.
I plan on walking out of this the best Miss USA that you've ever seen.
Tara Conner goes to rehab, then onto her reign as Miss USA. Bad weather returns probably tomorrow, as you've heard, to curtail the search for missing climbers on Mount Hood. The chill has reached even Southern California, where sweaters and scarves and jackets are out. There's ice on highways in West and Central Texas. Winter's knocking on the door. West Yellowstone, Montana hit 24 below zero overnight. On the other hand, today's high in Boca Raton was 84 degrees. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 30 points today. It's a new record. The Nasdaq lost 6. This is CBS News.
With less than a week before Christmas, you'll find perfect gifts for everyone at Kohl's 2-Day Christmas Countdown Sale. This Tuesday and Wednesday, check off every gift left on your list and take home great finds like Fisher-Price and Little Tykes toys at 50% off, fine jewelry at 60% off, and we even have a 7-inch portable DVD player for just $79.99. Who wouldn't love that? Don't miss out on great gifts at great prices at Kohl's 2-Day Christmas Countdown Sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. Holiday hours are 7 a.m. to midnight at Kohl's. Expect great things.
Honey, I'm not the best gift giver. Remember the Potholder of the Month Club? Not one of my finer moments. That's why I'm picking up Radio Shack gift cards for everyone. So if the kids want MP3 players or RC cars, they're set. Or for you, an LCD TV, digital camera, or wireless phone, it's whatever you want. So now, I'll get credit for a great gift, and you don't have to return another candy cane sweater.
The perfect holiday gift, the Radio Shack gift card. Only at Radio Shack. Radio Shack gift cards cannot be redeemed for services.
Another warning from the government against mixing your painkillers in ways the drug companies don't already.
If you use common painkillers like aspirin, ibuprofen, or acetaminophen, federal officials want you to see a tougher warning label about potential problems. The proposed FDA rule would highlight the potential for liver damage for acetaminophen taken in high doses and would require the other painkillers to highlight, among other things, the potential for stomach bleeding in persons over age 60. These ingredients are in hundreds of pain, headache, and fever products. Officials want people to be sure they don't combine them and inadvertently overdose.
CBS's John Harchie is in Washington. The skirl of bagpipes fills the air, and men in kilts march in step, no matter what the weather, at military funerals and other ceremonies. Now there's a shortage in Scotland of kilts. 5,000 soldiers have 320 kilts among them, meaning about 15 men share the same kilt these days. Ministry of Defense says the supply shortage should be rectified by January of 08. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 3 o'clock, welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We are in the midst of Hanukkah, and we are getting closer and closer to Christmas and closer to time off. I know a lot of you are going to be off over the holidays and closer to air travel and digging deeper into your pockets because everything is much more expensive, and there's a lot to talk about. And let me get started by telling you we're going to be joined by the author of a book that I have been very curious about for some time now. It's only been out for, you know, maybe a month or two. I saw a big piece on it in one of the papers. The title of it, I think, says it all. The title of the book is Mindless Eating: Why We Eat More Than We Think. And I thought, oh, we need this right now. Your goddess is always looking for ways to lose weight in a painless way, if there is such a thing. So the author of it, Brian Wansink, will be joining us. He has a doctorate from Stanford, and he heads up the Cornell University Food and Brand Lab, and he's a professor at Cornell. And he has done all this extraordinary research into how it is that we're porking out. We don't even realize that we're doing it. I mean, it's one thing when you hurl yourself into a vat of chocolate. And by the way, have you seen one of these gifts around? I see it advertised in just about every flyer that comes with the newspaper. These chocolate fountains, have you seen that? I mean, give me a break. This is one of those things. You know what? You're going to find it in the yard sale in about 2 years from now. This is what you, if you are an anthropologist of things, of American culture, you can learn a lot at yard sales, at flea markets, and at Big Lots. Well, I'll tell you why. Big Lots is, in case, Big Lots is sort of a flea market of things that didn't quite sell well, made by large American corporations and things that just never took off, and then they wind up at Big Lots. And Big Lots, in case you're not aware of it, is a publicly traded company. Its stock is listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Yes, it is. So if you are a cultural anthropologist, such as moi, your goddess is very often, you can stroll the aisles at Big Lots and see what everybody thought was such a great marketing idea, and of course, it just fell flat with a thud. And you can also see where ideas seem like a good idea at the time, and then also fell flat with a thud, and it didn't take too long for that to happen. When you go to a yard sale, for a while you were seeing all this beer-making equipment at yard sales, and then there was some wine-making equipment at yard sales. There's all this infomercial stuff that people buy when they're most vulnerable in the middle of the night, and then it winds up at the yard sale. So if you look at all this stuff that winds up at the yard sale, you know a lot about American society. You know about our aspirations, what we hoped we were going to be able to do. Make beer at home, I guess. And then you find out that it didn't really work out very well. Seemed like a perky idea at the time, but somehow it didn't. It just sort of went astray. That's so anyway, that's why we like yard sales, flea markets, Big Lots. They tell us a lot about what's happening in the society. Well, I want to start by sharing a story with you. And this is Miss USA, Tara Conner, has come under a lot of criticism because she's been frequenting bars and she's underage. And she's been doing all this stuff that's not very good for Miss USA if she's projecting any kind of an image at all. And you know who is. The question we asked yesterday, is there such a word that you... Do you hear the word... There is such a word, but there might as well not be. Does anybody ever hear the word vulgar used anymore? No. And the reason you don't hear the word vulgar used is because you cannot break out vulgarity from just the day-to-day business of ordinary society. It doesn't, it really almost doesn't exist as a class anymore to shame you into better behavior. Everything is vulgar now, and it doesn't matter to anybody. And conversely, the idea of taste, that someone has taste, well, forget about it. Even designers, it doesn't matter that much anymore. Taste is sort of a quaint, has become as quaint a word as vulgarity. Well, in any event, here is Miss Underage USA, Tara Conner, and it looked like Donald Trump was going to strip her of her title because she's been underage drinking and carousing in New York, but he believes in second acts, he believes in redemption, and he's not going to strip her of her title. Instead, he's sending her into rehab. That's right. She's 20 years old and she's going into rehab. And who is she going to meet in rehab? Maybe she'll run into Mark Foley. I don't know. Everybody, they do something bad, they all go into rehab. That's it. If your goddess does something awful, she'll be in rehab. Rehab is a territory that covers a lot of geography. Rehab. So here she is. And she left, you know, here's what we know about her. And I think Trump said she left a small town in Kentucky. And she was telling me that she got caught up in the whirlwind of New York. Donald Trump said it's a story that has happened many, many, many times before to many, many, many women and many men who come to the Big Apple. They wanted their slice of the Big Apple and they found out it wasn't so easy. In a tear-choked voice, Tara Conner said, "In no way did I think it would be possible for a second chance to be given to me." And turning to Donald Trump, who has been described by Spy magazine as a short-fingered vulgarian, she turns to Donald Trump and she says, "You'll never know what this means to me. And I swear, I will not let you down. Now, pass me a joint." 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Laura and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Enid. This morning when I watched this breathtaking press conference, the first word that came to my mind was Queen of the Bulgarians.
Well, what else is there to be queen of?
Well, and I tell you, I think that she actually is more representative, sadly, of young womanhood today. And I just think back when I was a girl, you know, my father would tell me, "Don't chew gum, you look only vulgar with, you know, be seen chewing gum, masticating like a cow, or please don't use foul language because it's vulgar and unladylike and it's not who you are." And so it's a shame that the word vulgar has kind of fallen out of favor, and I'd like to see it bandied about again and appropriately applied.
Well, good luck to you. The only place you're going to see it applied is as a tattoo on somebody's abdomen.
Like in a tramp stamp area, yeah. Right above the panty line?
Something like that. Laura, thank you very much. Well, you know, you know what it brings up? Your goddess has collected, I don't do it too much anymore, old etiquette books. And the reason I do it is that it brings up a lot of, you can find a lot of material and you can see how quickly the society has changed, how much it has changed. But one of the things that I remember, and this wasn't so very long ago, a woman was not supposed to smoke on the street. A good girl was not supposed to walk along the sidewalk smoking a cigarette. Remember that one? Do you remember that a man is on the outside, he's on the curbside when he walks with a woman? Do you remember that one? But a good girl does not smoke a cigarette on the street. Well, now that there is no smoking inside buildings, everybody, you're tired, you're poor, your huddled mass is wheezing outside, smoking cigarettes And that's about the only place you can smile. You know, did good girls get all tattooed? No, they did not. Up until not all that long ago, San Francisco Union Square was a holdout where women's shoes and bags and gloves all matched. Well, not in a while, but actually they were a longer holdout than most other cities. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. So Miss USA can keep her title, but she's going into rehab. Stephen and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, hi. With all this talk about the lady and her rehab thing, I heard on the news that Scooter Libby just got convicted.
No, Scooter Libby did not get convicted. Dick Cheney is going to be testifying at that trial.
Oh, okay.
Stephen, you got to get it straight. I thought you were calling about Miss USA. Where did Scooter Libby come into this?
Oh, no. I was saying about her that I think it's a shame that she's gotten herself into that situation, but at the same time. I like the comment of the one woman who said, or the comment that she is more representative of young people right now than not. So.
Well, I think in that respect, you're probably right. Thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Did I tell you all the ways that you can contact me? Well, we could do it telepathically, but it's a lot easier if you email me, enid@kctc.com. And we stream live, so you can appear to be working when you're actually listening to Enid Live. And you can access us, 1320leftchannel.com, one word, 1320, using numbers, 1320leftchannel.com. And we stream live at 1320leftchannel.com. And, of course, it doesn't cost you a penny to call Enid Live. It's completely free. There may not be a free lunch, but there is a free phone call. And you will be heard by a great many people, more than you're going to meet in your neighborhood. And you could affect the dialogue, and the conversation is infinitely richer for more of you who participate in it. So, the numbers again, if you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320, and if you're not, 866-626-1320. And again, my guest tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour, just because I want to know, and I hope you want to know too, the author of the book Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think. And he's really done a lot of original research here and come up with a lot of interesting information that I hope will be useful for us. I want to talk also about what's going on in Sacramento, because guess what? Violent crime is up in the county. Gangs are blamed for the increase, which is apparently part of a national hike in crime and in mayhem in this past year. So, violent crime has skyrocketed throughout Sacramento County during the first 6 months of 2006. This is according to new data from the FBI and the California Department of Justice. The Sheriff's Department reported a 31% increase in violent crime from January through June when compared with the same period the year before. The jump was driven by roughly 42% increase in robberies. Sacramento Police Department reported a 9% increase in violent crime with a roughly 50% increase in murders. Everybody is blaming gangs. I don't know if that's really true or if it's just a convenient blame game. I don't know what the statistics are for the latter part of the year, but violent crime is up in Sacramento County, and everybody's saying, hey, there's nothing we can do about it. It's about gang activity. Now, two violent crime reduction teams were begun in order to combat the situation. I know that from other police jurisdictions, what they do when they're experiencing this kind of crime increase is they go out and they round people up in advance and they talk to them and they know who, you know, it's pretty much a handful of the same perpetrators, same perps, as they say, on crime TV. Everybody's blaming the gangs. Now, in prison, when there's a lot of violence, they blame the gangs. And when you're out of prison and could be en route to prison, they're blaming the gangs. And I wonder if that's actually accurate. So if there are any of you who are involved in policing in the area and can tell us what's really going on, I'd like to hear about it. Because there are all these little nickel-and-dime nothing crimes. San Francisco is famous for that, by the way. They don't really bust you on. I really have almost never run into anybody who got a speeding ticket in San Francisco. Because they don't bust you on any of that stuff. I think they're concentrating more on more major crime. And here, I don't know what the story is. All I know is that I've been hearing about gangs in Sacramento for about the last 5,000 years. And I don't know what programs have been put in place to deal with them. I'm sure there have been some programs, but apparently they haven't been very effective. That would have to be my conclusion, since these gangs or gang activity resulting in violent crimes sprouting like mushrooms. And what is the rest of the story with the gang activity? Does it center around drugs? Is that what it centers around? Because, you know, that's another conversation I want to have. And here is the conversation I want to have. The cash value of pot crops for years, a report that was released, that was just released, by a marijuana public policy analyst contends that the market value of pot, of marijuana produced in the U.S. exceeds, ready for this, $35 billion, with a B, $35 billion, far more than the crop value of such heartland staples as corn, soybeans, and hay. So if you're listening to the Chicago Exchange, and if you ever lived in Chicago for any period of time, until recently, you know, you had the pork belly futures. You hear about this on the, I think, what is it, the Mercantile Exchange, which I think they've all kind of consolidated now. But you can buy pork belly futures. You can buy all that heartland stuff. You can get the farm report, or you could until recently. But nobody's talking about marijuana futures. No, they're not, because it's supposed to be not legal, except for medical purposes. And if the Justice Department has its way, they'll rip up your medical marijuana garden. And they don't care what happens to you. If that makes you sicker, it doesn't matter to them. To the extent that many of these drugs continue to carry criminal penalties, I think it's going to always fuel gang activity. So you have here the cash value. You have marijuana, the cash value of it, much higher than the crop value of such staples as corn, soybeans, and hay. California is responsible for more than one-third of the cannabis harvest, with an estimated production of almost $14 billion, with a B, $14 billion that exceeds the value of the state's grapes, vegetables, and hay combined. And marijuana is the top cash crop in a dozen states. So, you know, every year when it's dope harvesting season, the choppers go up and all the people who are involved in trying to hack off the plants before they're harvested and haul everybody off to the pokey. Everybody, it's a zillion-dollar effort. Meanwhile, the violent crime is up in Sacramento County. So if these people were diverted from the ridiculous and Sisyphean and completely unproductive task of going after dope growers to really go after the people who perpetrate these violent crimes, I think we would be better off as a society. But you know, this has become a society where up is down, down is up. There's no such thing as usury. There's no such thing as vulgarity. If you screw up and you're underage drinking, nobody hauls you off to the pokey. You go into rehab where you see most members of Congress. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What have we become? And we will know in 2 years when we go into Big Lots and stroll the aisles and see the products that sustained us 2 years previously, and then we'll have a better handle on who we are. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Okay, now, Ms. Goldstein, did you mention that, what was the temperature in Montana?
24 below is what I heard. 24 below.
And then I talked to my brother and my sister.
But I'll still be swimming in that outdoor unheated pool.
Well, you would not.
I have been yesterday and today. Yes, indeed.
But, my dear, if you lived in Montana, you would not be.
No, turn into an icicle.
No, you'd be an icicle. Trust me. It's very interesting. I leave my diet due in my car here, and I can drink it the next day. You cannot do that in Montana. Most tonight, 29. Highs coming up. 53 tomorrow. We're going to see some clouds. Today was sunshiny. No scattered showers in the next couple of days. Our traffic a little slow. Westbound 50 just east of Northbound Watt Avenue and eastbound 50 just east of Sunrise Boulevard. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is Al Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
Credit card debt doesn't go away on its own. But what do you do if you're maxed out, in a jam, or going through a bad period? You didn't want to get so deep in debt. But now, how are you going to get yourself out? If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA. They're the specialist at restructuring excessive debt into an affordable plan. Debt Settlement USA isn't bankruptcy or a loan program. It's a personal, confidential service that represents you and negotiates significant reductions with your creditors so you get out of debt faster and more affordably than you could on your own. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA for a free consultation. Call 1-866-626-6444. Your call is completely confidential and there is no obligation. You can get out of debt faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. That's 1-866-626-6444.
Ho, ho, ho! I can't wait to have a good cigar!
Oh, me too, Santa, me too!
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this cool new lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie. This will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters, humidors, and ashtrays.
Sorry, Santa. I guess I need to lay off the eggnog.
Well, look, Elfie, I travel the world and I've never seen a cigar shop with a better selection than Tobacco Republic. And whenever I go there, it's always a party. Way better than Mrs. Claus's after Christmas bash.
Hey, come on now, Santa.
For quality gifts and cigar accessories, go to Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
In the middle of Hanukkah, we finally found some Hanukkah music. So Dr. Don, who emailed me about that, what's a nice Jewish girl doing playing all this Christmas bumper music? Well, because I love it. On her show, Oy Vey, how about a little Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Well, you have only to ask. I am your Christmas and Hanukkah genie. And we try. But it's not easy to find Hanukkah music. And I don't know what the appropriate music is for Kwanzaa or what Muslims are celebrating. I think maybe the end of Ramadan. I'm not sure. So somebody please enlighten me about that so that we cover all of our bases and we, too, wind up in heaven in case it exists. But vulgarity certainly does not as a separate category. We're talking about that beauty queen who's winding up. She's 20 years old and she drank too much in New York. So, ha! Off to rehab she goes. Where she will bump into, any number of people that we've all read about. In the meanwhile, violent crime is up in Sacramento, as one of you pointed out. Gangs are being blamed. They're being blamed for all the problems in prisons. They're being blamed for the violent crime rate. As anybody, for all these years that gangs are being blamed for the crime rate in Sacramento, what is actually being done about it? And if we weren't diverting so many cops to raiding marijuana, busting people for dealing and smoking and growing marijuana, maybe we'd be able to do something about the violent crime rate. The value of marijuana crops is higher in California and in the country than just about many other crops combined. California is responsible for more than one-third of the cannabis harvest, with an estimated production of almost $14 billion that exceeds the value of the state's grapes, vegetables, and hay combined. Nationwide, the estimated cannabis production of almost $36 billion exceeds corn, soybeans, hay. So this is a huge business, and it's pretty much an under-the-table kind of a business that everybody, it's legally available if you have a doctor's prescription, but it sort of isn't, but it sort of is, and everybody knows they can find some, but they're not supposed to be able to find some, and meanwhile, making a lot of money growing it, and 349-1320-866-626-1320, Todd in North Islands. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment because I am a patient in California. The recommendation to use medical marijuana from my doctor.
What is your condition?
I have MS.
Okay.
And also worked in a club to where you can get, where you have safe access to it. And I can tell you from firsthand experience that the people that come into the club, most of them are generally sick. They really are. Nobody there is, in my eyes, a criminal. They don't come in acting any different than they would if they went into a store or into a pharmacy. The reason for that, I believe, is because of the effects that marijuana has on someone's mindset.
And well, so you're telling me that the people who are coming into the medical marijuana club where you are working are people who in your view are really in need of medical marijuana.
Absolutely.
Okay. And do you find anecdotally it relieves your symptoms of MS or helps you or just relaxes you so that things aren't so tough?
Well, see, with MS you get a lot of nerve pain.
Okay.
And it's a lot of tingling and a lot of my hand feels like it's on fire every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And the marijuana does relieve the nerve pain. It doesn't relieve any kind of bone pain for me or anything like that, but it does relieve the nerve pain.
Well, Todd, we are wishing you well, and I'm glad you called in. Thanks very much for doing it. 349-1320-866-626-1320. We have a lot of anecdotal evidence that medical marijuana is good if you're undergoing chemo, if you are suffering the ravages of glaucoma and a number of other diseases. So why people would be chintzy about it? And, you know, at the end-of-life kind of situations where people are in pain, the doctors are afraid to prescribe painkillers, morphine, and so on, because it is all monitored and they can be written up for it. If they're prescribing too much, what difference does it make? You know, people are in the checkout line, and anything to ease that process, in my view, is a good thing. Andrew and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Andrew.
Hey. Yes, my name's Andrew, you know. Okay. Well, I'm just commenting about the marijuana thing. Yeah, that's a ton of money. That's, you know, just gone. I mean, in economics, you know, there's only a certain thing you can count, right, when you're talking about, like, our gross domestic...
Andrew, are you stoned?
No, I'm not.
Well, start making some sense then. Tell me what your view is on marijuana. It should be legal. It should not be legal. If we're spending precious police resources busting growers, busting dealers, busting... It's such a benign sort of thing, and people are always talking about the domino effect, though, like it's a gateway drug. And meanwhile, you have these astonishing crime rates in Sacramento County. You know, you always have that edge. You go to places that you think shouldn't make you feel like there's that edge, like the Arden Mall, but you have a kind of an edge there because you know that incidents have happened at that place.
Yeah, you know, I mean, drugs aren't all black and white. I personally have never tried marijuana, but I know from, you know, what doctors and what people have told me.
Yeah, Andrew, you never inhaled? How old are you?
I'm 18.
You're 18. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
You must be the last person in America that can make this claim, but good for you. All right.
So I just think that, you know, yeah, a lot of resources are wasted on something that is relatively, you know, benign, like you said, compared to like crack or meth or something like that. You know, those drugs have profound effects on the human body than marijuana. And I think that if it was legalized, that, you know, I mean, people still smoke, and cigarettes are bad for you. I mean, weed is bad for you, but. You know.
Well, the trouble with inhaling weed is sort of the same. It's still incomplete combustion. It's sort of the same trouble that you have inhaling cigarettes. So you're getting all this about the byproduct of whatever it is you're inhaling, and it's not good for your. It's just not good for you. But if you're facing some life-threatening thing and it makes you feel better, then I guess it's a question of the lesser of two evils. Andrew, we're going to leave it there. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Red in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Red.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I am good. Thank you.
Good.
I am smoking, even though there is no weed in this studio. What?
Oh well, good for you. I don't feel too
well. Your goddess gets high on reality. I never advocate the taking of drugs, and definitely not the taking of meds. Everybody's seems to be on some kind of antidepressant or something. I just think reality is perky enough for me, and more than I can handle. Yes, Red. What?
The least of our problems.
Yeah.
A side note on that, I am a medical marijuana user. On occasion, I'm not.
Well, apparently, most of the listeners of Enid Live appear to be today.
Yeah, I had an epidural, so that took me off it for a while, and that's fine. But I'll tell you, I would be in a wheelchair without it, and I used every other painkiller they had in their pharmacy, and the side effects were so terrible, and the effectiveness of those drugs so limited.
All right, now what is your condition, Red?
What is it that you are taking medical marijuana for?
Well, I was taking it for some spinal injury, bad spinal injury, and bad deteriorated spinal column, which crippled me.
So you find that it helps ease the pain?
Oh, it was well. Let me tell you, it has a funny way of easing pain. The pain doesn't go away, but on.
But you don't care.
You can function with the pain. The neuroreceptors that it affects allow you to put it in the background. So I'm hanging sheetrock today, where I would be in the wheelchair, hardly able to get from room to room otherwise. Anyway, that was a side note. Well, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
And something that I've never understood. Those who cry the loudest for tougher laws, and I'm talking about all drugs now, not just pot, but those who cry for tougher laws and tougher penalties and more law enforcement and drug enforcement, particularly to protect their children, why don't they get that criminalization of any drug is the worst way, or it's almost a guarantee that your kids will be approached, because it is the incentive for drug cartels and gangs, besides that it finances gangs, to go after kids. If we legalize drugs, that's the safest way to protect.
Yeah, because there's no profit. There's no profit in it. That's right. You're absolutely right about it. But I think the question you ask, I think, could also be asked of the administration. You're saying, why do people insist on clamping down, passing these tough laws? What's that all about? There's something in us, must be from childhood, where we are going to call the tough police in to solve the problem. Well, I'm speaking metaphorically. There's something in us that wants the parent or the tough police or an authority figure to come riding up to the rescue and clamp down on whatever the problem seems to be. You know, you can see it in the administration, in the mindset of people like Dick Cheney. We're going to show them. We're not wusses. No, the U.S. of A. is not. We're going to march in there, and we're going to smack them silly and smack them down, and we're going to show that we're a superpower. Well, we got smacked down pretty good, and we are wimped out, and there are a lot of problems, and there are more, and I will discuss those as we continue today. So you have that kind of mentality, and you have a kind of mentality that I think you see with the people who are given to fundamentalist thinking, authority figures who come in and read you the riot act and pass a law, three strikes, all that's it. It's gonna solve the problem. It doesn't solve the problem. It only complicates it.
For progressives too, and especially women who want to protect their children, and God knows they should, but they don't get it that this is having the opposite effect. When you jack up the price, you create the incentive to recruit children into drugs and gangs.
Well, and you also recruit people into taking the risk to be dealers, because there's so much money to be made. Otherwise, why take the risk? Red, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320. Are you surprised to hear that cannabis, that marijuana is a huge crop, not only in California, but nationally? In California, it's worth about $14 billion with a B. dollars. And, Mendocino, I think would be wiped off the map if suddenly they couldn't be as agriculturally psychoactive as they are. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And I think it's in contrast to the story in today's B. Violent crime is up in Sacramento County. It is being attributed to gang activity. And I imagine some of that has to do with drug distribution, methamphetamine production, who knows what. But it's always the gangs that are doing it, and what can we do about it? We can't do anything. Meanwhile, you divert precious police resources in going after marijuana users or dealers, and you really are not, it is a waste of time. The cost-to-benefit ratio is not worth it, and you let more violent crime flourish, and that really is where our police activity ought to be directed. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Tuesday, Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have some traffic going on. Calvine Road, a power inroad. A couple of cars involved there. Looks like a big rig. Southbound 99 just south of Sutterville Road. Greenback Lane at Chestnut Avenue. Nice and slow right there. Orange Avenue at Florin Mall Drive. And it looks like I-5 and Laguna And I haven't even heard from John from Elk Grove yet today. We do have a two-car crash there slowing things down. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. The only channel left.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage Loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage Loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Jingle bell.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Are you telling everybody that you know that AM 1320 is here? Because a lot of people still don't know that we're here. A lot of people actually spend quite a lot of time in their cars. You'd think that they would have found us by now. But I think what happens, radio is tremendously, we are all creatures of habit. And radio particularly is very habit driven. You have your, the, you know, you have your presets, and that's where you want to go. And sometimes you don't think about sampling what's on the, all the notes. You're only playing some of them. And so tell your friends, because I think a lot of people still don't know that we're here, and you'd be doing, you would be giving them a wonderful holiday gift. 349-1320-866-2613-20. We're talking about the fact, and this surprises a lot of people, that marijuana is a huge cash crop. In California, it's bigger than grapes, vegetables, and hay combined. It's, and that ain't hay, actually. Countrywide in the U.S., the market value of pot produced in the U.S. exceeds $35 billion. Callie in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Callie.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you?
Good, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just curious why they just don't make marijuana in a pill form so it's less controversial.
How old are you, Callie?
33.
Okay. They do, actually. It's called Marinol, I think. And they do make it. What they've done is they've extract, THC, I think, the active ingredients of marijuana, and they make it as a pill. But people who take it say that it's not as effective. Now, so whether that's psychological or whether that's actual, for a while, and I had forgotten about this, and I don't know if the government is still doing it, but they were growing marijuana. You had to have been enrolled in a program. I guess it was really low-quality, junky marijuana, but they would send it to you every month. You get your stash for the month, I guess. And I think they were tracking those people. I don't think they were enrolling any new people. It was just, at the end, it was just a handful of people, even if that, and I don't know if the program is still in existence. But, yes, there is that pill, but
people say it isn't as effective. So I thank you, Callie, for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Justin in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Justin.
Actually, to that program you were just mentioning, there is actually only one person still left on the program.
That one person is still getting marijuana?
Yeah, there's one person, because I think the other remaining people in that handful had died, but he is still on it. He was actually in an episode of Penn and Teller's. I'm not going to say the name of the show, but it's on Showtime.
Okay, and how old is this guy by now?
I think he looked like he was in his 30s or 40s.
No, he couldn't be. I don't think he'd be that young, because this program has been going on for quite. Well, maybe he is, I was just going to say, if he's really old, there would be some testimony to longevity with marijuana.
Yeah, he was probably at least in his 40s, maybe mid 40s or late 40s. But I was just saying that it also seems like police officers don't tend to go after harder drugs like methamphetamine, because to go after marijuana offenders, it's such an easy bust. You know, they're not likely going to find an armed person who's insane, on drugs or on any sort of drug that's going to make them violent. But they'll go and bust these potheads because they get more money and stuff that they can confiscate for the department. And usually they have nicer stuff, and they're not going to come across resistance.
Well, that's right. There is the whole asset forfeiture story. So if they bust you, if they find some drugs, and a few years ago, they raided this great ranch in Malibu that was worth a lot of money, hoping to find drugs, because then they could have seized the ranch.
Yeah, they could seize anything. And it just seems like a lot of, that's one thing that's always bothered me about the way the police departments tend to do business, is they tend to be real cowardly in a lot of aspects like that. They don't go around and try to actively really protect people. They're more about trying to bring in money for the department by writing tickets and harassing people and going after nonviolent offenders.
All right, so let me see if I've got it right here. You may be right about this. It's just like the cop will get you if you're not going 1,000 miles over the limit because you're too tough to catch. But if you're, just a solid citizen going like about 10 miles over the limit, you're saying that they go after people who are dealing marijuana because it's an easier bust. It looks good for their stats. They can seize some of the assets, and it's more dangerous to go after these crazy meth people whose teeth are all rotting in their heads who are nuts.
Yeah, they're armed to the teeth and they're lunatic,
They're lunatic, and then they have pit bulls. So it's really a tougher bust. And then when you bust them, what are they? They're always
toxic chemicals and stuff. But
yeah, and then Justin, they're always doing it in a trailer. So what kind of assets are there to seize? It's not like a kid from a fancy neighborhood who's stinking up the house with weed. Okay, I gotcha. That's a good point, and I thank you for calling. Anybody agree with Justin? Anybody? You don't have to use your real name, but if you have any contact or you work, if you're a cop. Have been a cop, no cops. Is Justin right about that? It's just an easier bust? And what about going after the meth labs that really do spawn a lot of these gangs? Stan in Loomis, saw you live with Enid. Hi, Stan.
I totally forgot why I was calling.
Well, you must really be stoned, Stan.
Is this the pizza parlor? I actually wanted to touch base on two topics. The first is, they've been using marijuana for like 10,000 years before recorded history. And there's got to be some kind of medicinal properties to it. There's doctors who say they are. But I almost make the comparison to the oil companies, to the drug companies. They come up with these pseudo studies that say that there's absolutely no medicinal value from it, when in reality, all they're trying to do is sell more drugs.
Well, I want to say something. I'm a great devotee. I'm a big fan of acupuncture. And I have done it for about 5 million years. And so far, I'm still among us, even though maybe it didn't make any difference at all. And everybody talks about, in medicine, the placebo effect. But the placebo effect is really interesting. They've taken people and who are suffering from the same thing. Half of them, they give you a drug for it. And then half of them get a drug that's really just sugar, that's nothing. And the placebo effect is such that when you think you're getting a pill for your situation, even if it's a useless, worthless pill, you do get better. And And even if acupuncture doesn't work, but, you know, there's thousands of years of Chinese history to suggest that it does, if you think it's going to help you, it can help you. So there may be some of the placebo effect working with weed with marijuana.
Well, that has to be true because, I mean, think of what a fraction of our minds that we use. But you know what else I thought was really fascinating was it was on one of those, you know, nighttime news shows. But what they did was did you remember seeing that? They got some people drunk, they got some people stoned, and they got some people drunk and stoned and put them behind the wheel. And what they found out is when you're drunk, and now think about it if anybody's drank or done these things, when you're drunk, you've got a lot of confidence, and you tell your friends, I'm not that drunk. But from what people have told me, when you're stoned, you think you're more stoned than you really are. So the drunk people drive with a reckless abandon because no, they're not drunk. And the stoned people drive extra careful because they're more stoned than they really are. And I swear to you, I'm not exaggerating. When they finished the piece, they said, we're not suggesting to get high and drive, but if you're going to drink and drive, the study shows smoking some pot before you drive will make you a comfortable
driver. Now you listen to me, your goddess. Don't do dope and drive, and don't drink and drive. You're gonna face huge fines. It is gonna cost you a fortune. It is gonna be horrible for your insurance in every way. Don't do it. But I see what you're saying. I thank you for the call, Stan. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Now, isn't that interesting that we were just talking about driving and dope? And
there's a dope on the highway, right?
It's all of the time. It's very interesting. And, I mean, whether it should be legal or not, I mean, bottom line is something like that can change the way you do things. And only a stoned head would say that they drive better when they're stoned. It cracks me up. You have any friends of mine say, give me my keys, I'm not drunk. Anyway, traffic southbound on 99 right by Fruit Ridge Road. Couple of dopes hanging out on the right side. Calvine Road to Power In Road. We do have Greenback Lane at Chestnut Avenue and Orange Avenue at Florin Mall. Greenback Lane and Chestnut. I wonder if they were hungry. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm what you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
Hi, it's Jerry Healy. You know, for many years, you and I got each day off on the right foot here on 1320 with a feel-good moment. And because you've told us that you've missed them as much as I'm happy to say that feel-good moments are back on the air. Now you and I have a full half hour of feel-good moments to enjoy every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on 1320. And once again, we can thank the good folks at East Lawn Memorial Park for making it possible. East Lawn Memorial Park has been serving families just like yours in a caring way for over 100 years. And anytime you'd like your own personal copy of something you hear on Feel Good Moments, just call East Lawn at 732-2000. I certainly hope you can be here for some Feel Good Moments, Saturday and Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1320.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your shopping. Yep.
The holidays are officially here, and you could use a fresh gift idea. Well, you're in luck, because I've got a gift idea that's perfect for everyone. Gift certificates from the Good Feet Store. That's right. You can give the wondrous comfort, balance, and support of Good Feet Arch Supports this season. Okay, so Good Feet gift certificates may not be as exciting as a weekend in Tahoe, but with the Good Feet lifetime warranty, they'll be appreciated forever. You might say that Good Feet Arch Supports are the gift they'll never ask for, but will enjoy for a lifetime. If someone on your list is on their feet all day, has sore feet, aching back, or even plantar fasciitis, or just wants to maintain their active lifestyle, Good Feet Arch Support gift certificates could be the perfect gift. Visit the Good Feet store in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, Stockton, and Fairfield. Call toll-free 1-866-FIT-FEET. That's 1-866-FITFEET. Or visit goodfeet.com. This holiday, everybody wants Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
This is Captain N reporting a large flying object. Looks like a bird carrying presents. And appears to be wearing a yarmulke.
It sounded like the minority, while the majority are eating fruitcake with Santa. I'm dancing a horror week, feeling so horribly, cause Santa ignoring me. Touring globally, but ain't got nothing for four of me. That's enough to make a kid blow out the candles. Jealousy, no treat, and nothing on my mantle. I had eight presents, but not one from the cause. So he poppers, listen up, here's one who's down for the cause. The Hanukkah bird, the Hanukkah bird. You heard my words, even though they sound absurd. You can recognize him from his blue and white turd. Flies around the world, and best believe he's insured.
3:55 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. Oh, the Hanukkah bird, I guess. 349-1320, we have one line open. We're talking about marijuana being a huge crop, one of the biggest agricultural crops in California. And at the same time, Sacramento, violent crime is up in Sacramento. We're busy busting pot dealers, probably, instead of meth lab people, because maybe it's an easier bust. That's what one of you suggested. Dean and Sac, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dean.
Hi, Enid. I'd like to make three quick points.
Yeah.
One of them, if pot was legalized, you wouldn't be able to centralize. The reason it's not legal is because if it were legal, you couldn't centralize profits. Right now, when it's illegal, it's difficult to get away with growing, and there's a lot of people making money off of it.
Because it's illegal. But if it were legal, decriminalize, what's the problem? People would be, maybe a lot of people wouldn't do it because there wouldn't be that much money in it.
Compare it to cigarettes. Cigarettes, tobacco is very labor intensive. You can't just grow tobacco in your backyard. Marijuana is a weed. Grow anywhere. No one would pay for it if it was legal to grow yourself. That's one point.
All right, so that would be good. So you can save a lot of money. Go ahead.
If it were discovered tomorrow, if pot were discovered in the Amazon jungle tomorrow, it would be patented by the pharmaceutical companies immediately, and they'd use it as a drug. They'd make billions and millions of dollars off of it. It would be the most profitable drug on the market.
Well, there is a company already, making Marinol, which is the active ingredient of pot. What is your bottom? But Dean, we have tons of people on the line. What's your bottom line here?
Well, what are you asking me? Whether or not I think it should be legal?
What? Why did you call? Is what I'm asking you.
I'm making those points. The reason it's not legalized is because you cannot centralize profits. You'd be taking money out of the hands of the people who are already making money off of it.
I still don't follow. I really don't follow your argument because it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I'm delighted that you called. Should pot be legal or not? Should it be legal or should it not be legal? Dean, should it be legal or should it not be legal? Bottom line.
We should legalize all drugs just like the Netherlands and Amsterdam and use the money from profits to treat drug addiction.
Ah, then you and I absolutely agree, and I'm delighted that you called in. 349-1320, Gary in Auburn. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Enid. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320.
President Bush decides to expand the military.
I'm inclined to believe that we do need to increase our troops with the Army and the Marines.
New warnings about the side effects of non-prescription pain pills.
The warnings would be uniform, more prominently displayed on packaging and containers.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. President Bush, interviewed by the Washington Post today, indicated he's accepted the argument that the armed forces are stretched too thin and need to be beefed up.
I talked to this about Secretary Gates, and he's going to spend some time talking to the folks in the building and come back with a recommendation to me about how to proceed forward on this idea.
CBS News correspondent David Martin has the background.
When President Bush met with defense leaders last week at the Pentagon, he got an earful from the Joint Chiefs of Staff about how badly the military is feeling the strain of fighting wars in Iraq and Afghanistan with no end in sight.
As for sending a surge of troops into Iraq, White House spokesman Tony Snow says it's being explored. He disputes reports of a rift between the president and the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
The notion that somehow there was some sort of feud between the president and the Joint Chiefs would be wrong.
Now this.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after anyone on your gift list. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send you an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
'Twas the days around Christmas when all through the land motorists were rejoicing. Happy Honda Days was at hand. The vehicles were displayed in the showroom with care. The Civic, the Accord, the Element, even the all-new CR-V was there. Away to the Accord, I flew like a flash. Spotting the price tag, I knew they would slash. My dealer exclaimed as I drove out of sight, "Happy Honda Days to all, and to all a good night."
Celebrate the great deals at your Honda dealer today.
If you're in the habit of popping over-the-counter painkillers, listen up. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr reports the Food and Drug Administration proposes prescription-strength warnings about potential side effects.
The warnings would alert users of so-called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, like aspirin, Advil, and Motrin, of the risk of stomach ulcers and bleeding. And people who take Tylenol and other acetaminophens would be warned that taking too many pills or mixing them with alcohol could cause severe liver damage. Public health advocates say it's about time.
The FDA says the products are safe when used as directed, but overdosing can be damaging and even deadly. More colon cancers are being detected early, and a new medical study credits the increased availability of colonoscopies.
Since Medicare began routinely covering colon cancer tests 8 years ago, screening rates have tripled. And even more importantly, there has been a rise in the proportion of older patients diagnosed with the disease at an early stage when it can be treated and even cured. Yale researcher Dr. Kerry Gross says he was surprised to find
people who had very few other problems or other diseases were actually the least likely to be diagnosed at an early stage.
So even if you think you are healthy, colonoscopies can be lifesavers. This study appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
With more bad weather moving toward Mount Hood, Oregon, Sheriff Joe Wampler might soon call off the search for two missing climbers.
We are approaching that time when, you know, we've got to make some serious considerations whether we're spinning our wheels or not, I mean, honestly.
Wampler was discouraged when they developed film and a disposable camera found on the body of climber Kelly James. The pictures show the men with light gear, not enough to survive a prolonged battle with the elements. Attorneys for Scooter Libby, Vice President Cheney's former chief of staff, say they're calling Cheney to testify in the CIA leak case. But CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen does not expect to see the vice president in a courtroom under oath.
Just because the defense says it will call the vice president as a witness doesn't mean that Cheney is ever going to make it to the witness stand. Despite what the prosecutor said last week, we are now likely to see a whole new round of legal argument centering around executive privilege and other reasons why the White House might say a sitting vice president can't be subjected to this sort of scrutiny.
Even if Cheney is compelled to testify, it might be in a videotaped deposition. A sign of rebirth at Ground Zero in New York. Today, the first steel column was installed for the Freedom Tower, the office building that will replace the World Trade Center. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. Yours until 7, 3 to 7, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Tomorrow, we are going to be joined by the author. His name is Brian Wensink. I don't think you've heard of him, but you may have heard of the book. The book is, the title is great and useful this time of year, Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think We Do. And he has a doctorate from Stanford, and he heads up a lab at Cornell University, and I think some of the his findings will be surprising, and God knows we need it this time of year. So tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour, if all goes well. I would love it if you joined us today in the conversation, because the more of you who join us, the better the conversation gets, and it has been pretty vibrant as more of you and more of you find us. So it doesn't cost you a penny to call Enid Live. And you know what? You'll stave off Alzheimer's if you call Enid Live, because it's more mental activity than a crossword puzzle, I think. So if you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. You can send me telepathic thoughts, but email is better. And we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And listen to this. Use it or lose it. This is your brain. And this is your brain on drugs. And it looks like a scrambled egg, doesn't it? Brief sessions of brain exercise can have long-lasting benefits for, well, they're saying elderly people, but I think anybody. And I think in this society, we're not using our brains appropriately. And I can tell you that this administration, if they do have brains, and there would be very little empiric proof that they do, I don't see them engaged in much activity. Do you? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. If you were just joining us, let me tell you what we've been talking about. We've been talking about the fact that the violent crime rate is up rather drastically in Sacramento County. Gangs are being blamed for it. At the same time, the cash value of pot crops is immense in this country. It's kind of like pornography, or adult entertainment, as it is also called. Adult entertainment, or porn. Some of these companies that make it, that create the porn, are publicly traded companies, and it makes more money. Adult entertainment. Did I say adult education? Well, if I did, I meant adult entertainment. It makes more money than just about all other forms of entertainment combined. So it's hugely profitable. And then you have huge blue chip companies distributing, circulating porn. You know, you have the telephone companies, you have all kinds of companies, Time Warner. You have big blue chip companies that have cut themselves in for a huge portion of the profits in the adult entertainment industry. So you're never going to shut it down. You're not going to get rid of marijuana. You're not going to get rid of dope. And the thing is, when you bust these little nickel and dime dope growers, that is police person power that is not being used to combat violent crime. And as one of you pointed out, maybe it's easier to make a bust of a middle-class kid who's got a lot of weed going down than it is some guy with his teeth falling out who's manning a meth lab deep in the forest, deep in the woods, in a trailer and all these toxic chemicals and 57 pit bulls. So you've got that guy. So we've been talking about that. And I want to add to this conversation. And that is one of the things I have been very interested in. I'm always interested in is marketing. I'm particularly interested in the way that the Bush administration has spun and marketed a war, has spun and marketed an administration, and when you finally got to look behind the curtain, you saw it was like the Wizard of Oz. There was nothing there. It was less there than met the eye. There's nothing there. Well, we particularly see it in the realm, women see it a lot, in the realm of lifestyle issues and beauty products, definitely beauty products. And for a while, there was a woman writing a book called Don't Go to the Cosmetic Counter Without Me, and his name is Paula Bagoon, and I don't know if she's still doing it anymore. But on her own, she tested a lot of these cosmetics and have these incredible claims. A friend of mine a long time ago did a, you know, what if everybody talked like, what if everybody talked like the people who do car commercials? Hey, my wife is out of town now. What if we all talk that way to each other? Well, what if we talk to each other in the language of beauty commercials? You know, what these felicitous phrases, these silky phrases that roll off the tongue and that promise everything. There used to be a perfume that its sole claim to fame was that it was the most expensive perfume you could buy. It wasn't expensive because it cost more to make this perfume. It was expensive because that's how they positioned the perfume, to be the most expensive. It wasn't better. It was just the most expensive. And they thought that in calling it the most expensive perfume, and I think it was called Joy, they could sell it. And sure enough, it was a successful program for them. And you have that going on in the world of beauty products. And I know I've told you the story of being at Costco one day when they closed out. I don't see it anymore. But they were closing out Estee Lauder. You know, and you only have to be a fancy department store to sell Estee Lauder products. And here were these Estee Lauder treatment, and see, they have fancy names for them, too. I love the treatment line. You know, they're jugs of this gooey potions that are supposed to make you look terrific. And here was a woman who zooms up in her cart, and she's loading. And even at Costco, I think these things were $30 and $40 a jar. Just for a little jar, it's about $40. And she's loading up her cart with this stuff, and I looked at her, and I looked at the cart, and I looked at her, and I said, this stuff really worked. We'd all look 10 years younger. And she gave me a dirty look, and she zoomed off in her cart. Well, guess who? Who has looked at the issue of beauty creams? Consumer Reports. And I put a lot of stock into what they say. They don't accept advertising. Every time they've ever recommended a product, whether it was a steam iron or a sewing machine or anything that you're looking to buy, any kind of appliance or any kind of thing that you're looking to buy, and they do a test on it, it's always good information. It's always useful information. So if I'm going to buy some big thing, I often consult Consumers Reports. Well, I have to buy the January issue because they have gone over after face creams for women. And some of these things are selling for $400. Here's one. The newest, most expensive offering is $525 for 1 ounce. Oh, and here's what they call it. 1 ounce skin serum. You know, like you're at the hospital. And it contains, this one for $525 contains gold particles. Well, what it should contain is something to hit you in the head so that you can come to your senses. $525, and now Neiman Marcus has introduced a new $2,100. We're talking four figures here. Skin cream from La Mer last year. And only frequent VIP customers were invited to order the 1.5 ounce product. I think people have to have more money than brains. Well, the upshot of the story is there are all these treatment products, face creams for women, that cost a fortune. And when they did the testing, Consumers Reports, in a Consumers Reports study published this month, so go find it on the stands, I'm going to, the top performer out of all anti-wrinkle brands, with products ranging in price from $18.99 to $335, was, and the winner is, Procter & Gamble Olay Regenerist. Well, at my dermatologist's office, they used to give away samples of Olay, and the receptionist also used to call them Oil of Olady. But anyway, so Olay, a P&G product, Procter & Gamble, the stuff you can buy right in the drugstore, maybe even in the grocery store, $18.99, as opposed to a range of treatment products that go all the way up to $335. That is the one that apparently was the top performer. Cost for most items in the drugstore line less than $20. Some skincare consumers, writes the Wall Street Journal, are better than others at resisting the couture allure. There's one woman, a 38-year-old, who's training to be a yoga teacher in Philadelphia, says she spent hundreds of dollars on pricey brands like Chanel. I'm a big fan of high-end skin creams, but I just think, oh, my God, that's a lot of money. Well, oh, my God, it is. And you know what we were talking about? We're talking about marijuana, medical marijuana. We're talking about the placebo effect. I think it doesn't only work in terms of medicines, But it certainly works in terms of cosmetics. It works in terms of perfume. It works in terms of skin creams. And what you are buying is very often not the thing itself, but the promise of. And that, I think, is what a big ingredient in going shopping. You're not buying the thing you're buying. Well, you are. But you're also buying the whole thing that goes around it, because you might, if it's an outfit, you might wear it at this or that event. Oh, yes, I might need that for New Year's Eve in case I'm invited somewhere on New Year's Eve. Well, oh, that's good. So then you feel good. And then you buy some new cosmetics, some new lipstick or some new something, and you think, oh, I'm going to look better with that. So it perks you right up. Will you actually look better with that? I don't know if you're going to look better. If you spend $1,500, $3,500, $5,500 for an ounce and a half of this goo for your face, well, God bless you. You have a lot of, you have more money than brains. When the top performer, but see, a lot of people need that status. They feel that if they're wearing other people's names all over themselves, Louis Vuitton, Calvin Klein, you name it, all these, if they're wearing somebody else's initials, that it shows that they are a higher level human being. Well, what it really reveals, as I have often said, is that you have, you are so insecure, you are happy to overpay in order to attempt to seem more secure than you are. I think it's just a message to the universe of how insecure you are, that you got to wear other people's, you turn yourself into a billboard or a sandwich board for these designers. I don't care if it's Chanel. I don't care if it's Louis Vuitton. I don't care who it is. That's my take on it. 349-1320. And here we are in high season for shopping. Let's head over to the phones. Mark and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Oh, yeah, just sitting in the parking lot. Enid, I want to say thank you for a wonderful year. It's been great listening to you, and I look forward to listening to some more next year. Hey, but one thing you got to keep in mind, America's a sucker for buying everything, from the Pet Rock, the Bush administration, the war on Iraq.
Well, the Bush administration is the Pet Rock, actually.
Yeah, too bad we can't throw it in the lake. But at any rate, hey, he's going, and Barack Obama for president. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Thank you so much, and thanks for your lovely words, Mark. I appreciate them. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Procter & Gamble tests their products on animals. Do we know that for sure? Do we know that Procter & Gamble tests their products on animals? It was in a test, so that's what we're hearing. In a protest? Oh, so that's what we're hearing, that Procter & Gamble. But anyway, it's under $20 for their line, and it tests just as well as all these other wrinkle creams and goos that you can buy. So we are used to being marketed to. And our last caller, Mark, has it right. It's whether the administration is selling us a war, whether these companies are selling us the promise of looking better, and always they're using the models. And here's what they never tell you. First of all, they airbrush these. First of all, these models are gorgeous to begin with, you know, and all of them are not, you know, probably under 20 or if not under 25, so they have dewy skin. And then, God forbid, there is even the tiniest imperfection, and that is all airbrushed away. There is no hope. I don't care how many jugs of this stuff you buy that you are ever going to look like any of these models. And I always love people like, all these stars that were having cosmetic surgery, but they never told you that. Or they had their stomach stapled. Instead, they'd put out these videos. You know, if you exercise, if you eat right, you can look like me. They never once credit their plastic surgeons. 349-1320. I love what Dolly Parton always says. She says, it costs a lot of money to look this cheap. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. We're talking about what price beauty. We're talking about the placebo effect, whether it's marijuana or whether it comes out of a jar or whether it's the promise if you send 50,000 more troops to Iraq that somehow it's going to solve something that has no answer at all. And we will talk about that. And the question I also want to ask as we continue along is, how is it, the timing right now, how is it that we are hearing about Laura Bush's squamous cell skin cancer, which is not a, you know, it's not really a big deal. And even she says it's not a big deal. But why are they throwing it into the Christmas pot? Are they trying to gin up some sympathy for the regime? I just wonder what your thoughts are. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows tonight right around 28. We're going to see highs 53 tomorrow. And it's 28 degrees below zero in my home state, Wyoming and Montana, actually. Southbound I-5 just north of Q Street, we have a two-car crash slowing things down in South Sac. Eastbound I-80 just east of Longview Drive, and westbound I-80 just west of Antelope, we have a two-car crash blocking freeway service there. Landis Avenue at Fair Oaks Boulevard, a two-car crash. No injuries, however, emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ho, ho, ho! I can't wait to have a good cigar!
Oh, me too, Santa, me too!
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this cooling lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie. This will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy who knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters, humidors, and ashtrays.
Sorry, Santa. I guess I need to lay off the eggnog.
Well, look, Elfie, I travel the world, and I've never seen a cigar shop with a better selection than Tobacco Republic. And whenever I go there, it's always a party. Way better than Mrs. Claus's after Christmas bash.
Hey, come on now, Santa.
For quality gifts and cigar accessories, go to Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall.
Making a choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair or Borders. But the food co-op...
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud, the power to do more.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about marketing. We're talking about these wrinkle creams, some of them in four figures. And when Consumers Reports did the testing, we find that the highest tested, the product that tests the best, is the stuff you can buy in the drugstore for under $20, the oil of Olady, the Regenerist.
So I'm going to get the Consumers Reports thing because, you know, your goddess wants to keep looking beautiful. Well, she wants to start looking beautiful, put it that way. We have been talking about marketing, the placebo effect, and I want to add to that discussion. Yesterday we talked about how retailers in this time of year, they have it down to a science. And what they do is they watch how you walk into a store. They put things that are really tempting and right in front of your face, right in your pathway. Of course, if you're standing in the checkout line, there's all this... There is all these things that will tempt you, especially if you have a long wait in line and there are not enough cashiers to grab your money. And they have done the music to a science. So that music that you're hearing in the background in these stores, it's all very carefully calculated to get you to separate you from your wallet, to buy. Well, it isn't only the music. There's more to the science of marketing things to you than the music. And that is scent. A lot of places when you walk in, not just the perfume counter of, say, Nordy or places like that, there's a lot of scent in the air. And one of the tricks that real estate people tell you to use when you're trying to sell a home is, you know, put some cinnamon in some boiling water, and then it wafts through the house, and it feels it's got a nice, wonderful scent, and it smells like a homey kind of an environment. And then, you know, what everybody is selling you isn't the steak, it is the sizzle. They are selling you the promise of something. The promise that if we go into the Middle East, we're going to prevail. We'll be out in a month. They're going to, flowers in the street. Mission accomplished. We're going to be in and out. Tell me why suddenly in the conversation around the new year when yesterday the story was, to divert our attention from what's going on in Iraq, the story is Mount Hood. More Mount Hood, a little bit less Mount Hood today. It's not looking too good for the two survivors. I think survivor is maybe too strong a word for what we're going to... They're reducing the search, and I'd be very surprised if they find people who are alive. And a little bit more of Mrs. Bush, Laura, who was treated for skin cancer right before the election in early November. Tony Snow says that she's doing fine and that she didn't publicize the condition because, in her words, it's no big deal. We knew it wasn't a big deal at the time. Snow says that, unlike her husband, the First Lady's not an elected official. So if it was no big deal and nobody said anything about it, I'm not quite sure why it becomes an issue right now. But it's another thing to focus on if you're the cable news networks. Instead of this a surge, and here is what Dickey has said to an interview that was just published in the Washington Post, you know, minutes ago. President Bush said today that he plans to expand the size of the U.S. military to meet the challenges of a long-term global war against terrorists. A respond to warnings that sustained deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan have stretched the armed forces to near the breaking point. So he wants to send more people in. It's not clear how many. I love what Josh Marshall says. He says, just for the sake of discussion, say we surge up 30,000 or 50,000 troops into Baghdad, and then, after 3 or 6 or 9 months, nothing has changed, or more likely, the security situation is even worse. If both these things happen, will we then be told that ramping back to the pre-surge levels is something we cannot do for fear of showing weakness to the enemy or admitting to defeat? In other words, is this a surge, or is it a ratchet? 349-1320-866-626-1320. Marjorie and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Marjorie.
Hi, Enid. Laura Bush and the privacy thing. She always wears pantsuits, so all of a sudden she shows up with a skirt suit with this huge bandage.
You know, you are right. She never wears skirts. I forgot about that.
But it's a private thing.
Well, maybe she's got, I don't know, maybe she's got fat ankles or something.
Oh, so there's the bandage.
So why suddenly is this on the agenda as our main conversation instead of this troop surge or ratchet?
I beg your pardon?
Why is this suddenly on the agenda as our main conversation? Is this like gay marriage? It's like a distraction? Is that the story with some sympathy for Laura Bush thrown into the equation?
Yeah, it is. And also all this gay marriage and all this. This is just red meat diversion.
Okay. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Do you agree with Marjorie? Mike and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Enid. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
I wanted to comment first about the surge in troop strength. I think that there could be something to the theory that he's really trying to position enough troops over there start another war with Iran. And I think
wait a minute. Let me jump in here. Somebody called yesterday and made a really good point. Remember when the Saudis brought, demanded that Cheney show up in Saudi Arabia and gave him hell? Read him the, you know, read him the riot act that, about us withdrawing our troops. Do you think there's some connection between suddenly we're powering up, we're surging or ratcheting or whatever you want to call it, or Viagra-ing?
Is the Pope Catholic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, and I think that, and I think it might have even been me that that mentioned that to you. But the other thing I wanted to comment on is I think that bringing up Laura Bush's cancer right now is a strategic mistake for the Republicans, because that's going to force people like me to point out that the biggest malignant tumor in the United States is sitting in there behind the desk in the Oval Office.
A couple of them. The two dicks running this country.
That's it.
Dick and Dickie. That's right. Okay. I agree with you there. I thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mike, for the call. 349-1320-866-620-61320. So, Dickie wants to expand the size of the military. You know, more Viagra, more Viagra. He wants to expand the size of the U.S. military to meet the challenges. This is, he said in an interview with the Washington Post, he said that he's instructed his newly sworn in Defense Secretary Robert Gates to report back to him with a plan to increase ground forces. Where are they going to get them from? They've already lowered standards so low that people who should have no business at all in the military, people with emotional issues, people who have emotional problems, people who are, the elevator doesn't go up to the top story or they are almost too dumb to breathe, they will take anybody into the military now. The president gave no estimates about how many troops would be added, but indicated that he agreed with suggestions in the Pentagon and on Capitol Hill that the current military is stretched too thin to cope with the demands placed on it. He says, I'm inclined to believe that we do need to increase our troops, the Army, the Marines, Bush said, and well, maybe he could sign up. They're taking people who are being called up, that, who are reservists, who are in their 50s. I think there might even be people who have been called up who are in their 60s, so let Bush sign up and go. He and Dick Cheney can go, and they can make atonement for when they could have gone to Vietnam, but famously had other plans. The president's decision comes at a time when he is rethinking his strategy in Iraq and considering, among other options, a short-term surge in troop levels. Yes, and I think Josh Marshall is right. Supposing after 3 or 6 or 9 months, the surge is there, nothing changes, and in fact it could get way worse, then you say, well, we can't bring home that surge number that we sent in because then things will really go to hell. Meanwhile, the Joint Chiefs, they don't want more of this going on. They are opposed to the idea of adding troops. The Bush administration is split over the idea of a surge in troops in Iraq, with the White House officials aggressively promoting the concept over the unanimous disagreement of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Sending 15 to 30,000 more troops for a mission of possibly 6 to 8 months is one of the central proposals on the table of the White House policy review to reverse the steady deterioration in Iraq. But the Joint Chiefs think the White House, after a month of talks, still does not have a defined mission and is latching onto the surge idea in part because of limited alternatives, despite warnings about the potential disadvantages for the military, said officials who spoke on condition of anonymity. The chiefs have taken a firm stand because they believe the strategy review will be the most important decision on Iraq to be made since the March 2003 invasion. So they are against this. 349-1320-866-626-1320. You know, it's like an addict. It's like a lot of denial going on. You've done the wrong thing, but you don't want to admit to yourself that you've done the wrong thing. Well, if only, and this is the analogy that I talked about yesterday, a gambler, Bill Bennett, for example, a guy with a huge gambling Jones. Well, you know, I lost all this money, but if I can just, you know, if I can embezzle $30,000 more, $50,000 more, a surge in my pocketbook, why, I know I can gamble. I know I'm going to win. I know I'm going to get it all back. I can return the money that I embezzled to my boss when I was keeping the books and cooking them. I know I can do all of that. I know that I can be a contender. 949-1320, 866-620-613. I know I can kick that habit, Dickie might be saying. I know that we can win. I'm so convinced that this war was the right thing to do. I can't even entertain the possibility of a mistake or failure. You just give me 30,000 more lives in my hand. 50,000 more lives. And let me send them over there. And I know they're going to do it, boy. They're just going to knock them dead. And they're going to be greeting us in the street. Remember the flowers? It's going to happen. Trust me. Ooh, trust me. 349-1320. Trust me. The check is in the mail. Trust me. This won't make you pregnant. Trust me. This will make us win the war. Trust me. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Southbound I-5 just south of eastbound 50. There's a vehicle slow in traffic again, about 25, 30 miles per hour over there. North Sac, Greenback Lane at Illinois, two-car crash. Eastbound 50 just west of Folsom Boulevard and eastbound 50 just west of northbound Watt Avenue. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
People have spoken. It's radio in the left zone. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
With the stresses of the holidays ahead of us, who couldn't use a little downtime? Imagine yourself resting in a beautiful, peaceful, tropical environment. Only you don't have to imagine it. You can create a getaway at home with the help of Exotic Plants. You'll find lush indoor plants like palms, ficus, small and large bonsai, all at Exotic Plants. And with Christmas just around the corner, call for a special delivery of that perfect plant. Give your loved ones a gift that lasts. Their talented staff can even dress your home or office with their unique selection of sprays, wreaths, garlands, and holiday trees. Visit Exotic Plants at 1833 Howe Avenue, next to Cost Plus. And if you like a good bargain, visit their discount warehouse at 3320 Auburn Boulevard. Exotic Plants opens Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 922-4769. That's 922-GROW. Exotic Plants, where holiday beauty comes home with you.
This is Noam Chomsky. Strong evidence suggests that the Bush administration launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge and tortured, targeted civilians and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
This is Cindy Sheehan. George Bush, Dick Cheney, and others launched a war that took my son's life. Strong evidence suggests that in promoting the war, they lied to Congress and the American people, and that in conducting the war, they have targeted civilians, hospitals, and journalists, used illegal weapons, imprisoned without charge, tortured and spied on Americans without court approval. Ask your Congress member to begin impeachment proceedings against George Bush and Dick Cheney.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Freedom cannot be forced into existence, nor can it be won through painful struggle.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC.
Freedom cannot be bought or sold. It has nothing to do with one's social status. One's profession is of no consequence.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
In order for you to accept yourself as you are and live with your soul at peace, you must simply teach yourself to let it be. Only then will you discover freedom.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Credit card debt doesn't go away on its own. But what do you do if you're maxed out, in a jam, or going through a bad period? You didn't want to get so deep in debt. But now, how are you going to get yourself out? If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA. They're the specialist at restructuring excessive debt into an affordable plan. Debt Settlement USA isn't bankruptcy or a loan program. It's a personal, confidential service that represents you and negotiates significant reductions with your creditors so you get out of debt faster and more affordably than you could on your own. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA for a free consultation. Call 1-866-626-6444. Your call is completely confidential and there is no obligation. You can get out of debt faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. That's 1-866-626-6444.
now, 349-1320.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. If you look at cable TV, Laura Bush, cancer scare, skin tumor removed. Oh, my goodness, we're so scared. I don't mean to make light of it, but it's a very little, you know, not a big deal procedure. And for the cable networks, just like they've been focusing on Mount Hood, and it looks like the news, they're not going to get the happy ending that everybody was hoping for this Christmas season. And by the way, there are some other climbers now in remote parts of China. They don't even know where they are. They're very experienced climbers, and they were supposed to be back and take a plane by a certain time, and nobody's heard from them, and it doesn't look good, and they don't even know where to look for them, really. So that is taking up our time. Instead of the surge that's going on in Washington, no, it's all about marketing. We are marketed to death. And some of it, it's okay. We don't mind it. But in other ways, we just have paper bags over our head. We have veil over our head. 349-1320. You may want to comment. 866-626-1320. Where we began today. Violent crime is up in Sacramento. It's being attributed to gang activity. I don't know what anybody's doing to really combat the gang activity that has any kind of a positive outcome. There are all these programs that I'm sure they try, and I don't know to what extent they have been very successful. In the meantime, it turns out that marijuana is one of the biggest crops in the country. It's kind of like adult entertainment. It's like porn. Porn is bigger than all forms of entertainment combined. Marijuana is bigger than most agricultural products combined in terms of what it generates, $36 billion, something like that, almost $14 billion alone in the state of California. So you're never going to get rid of it. And anytime you put police activity against it, you are diverting the police from dealing with more violent issues, protecting us. But it's easier maybe to bust some little pothead or some little pot dealer than it is to go looking for a meth lab in the middle of the woods where they're guarded by all these pit bulls and people that don't have any teeth left in their heads. 349-1320-866-626-1320. And then we're talking about Consumers Reports finally testing these products that have made the most outrageous claims through the years. Women's beauty products, skincare, treatment lines, some of them selling for several thousand dollars for a little ounce or an ounce and a half or $5,000. I mean, it's just a ridiculous business. And the more expensive it is, the more you think it's better. Just like that one perfume that marketed itself as the most expensive perfume in the world. It wasn't the best perfume. But it certainly was at that time the most expensive, and that's why people bought it. That you think that you're better somehow if you buy this overpriced. You're just a dope. I think you advertise to the world when you're wearing other people's initials on your clothes and labels. What an insecure person you are that you're willing to overpay to appear to be so grand. 349-1320. So it turns out that when people are doing the research and Consumers Reports has, that's the Olay or Oil of Olady. Olay Regenerous that you can buy in the drugstore for under $20. It ranked higher than some of these really fancy treatment lines. And it opens up the whole conversation to that we are a society about marketing, not about substance. We're about the sizzle. We're not about the steak. Everything gets marketed to us in one way or another, and there are very sophisticated ways of getting us to part with our wallets. we become enlightened in our wallets. And one way to do that, you walk into a store, and they have all these ways. Music. They have done a lot of research with music. They know the kind of music to use this time of year that makes you more relaxed in terms of spending. And scents. They know which scents, dollars and cents, but this is the kind that you smell. They know which scents to imbue the each department with, or the little shop with, that make you feel cozy and you know relaxed and you want to spend. And so then you have an administration that has used all these marketing techniques to sell itself, to sell everything that it had to sell a phony war based on phony information. And now the cable news networks have moved from the climbers of Mount Hood that probably won't survive, and the two who have been lost in China, and it doesn't look too good for them. It's uncharted land. There are not even maps available. And now we're going to the big cancer scare, Laura Bush, big cancer scare, which is a kind of little, as one of you pointed out, the big malignant tumor of the people running the White House. And what they want to do, as we are all busy shopping and eggnogging and enjoying the season and going to parties and spending too much money and ingesting too much, what the administration wants to do against the wishes of the military is to increase a surge into Iraq. 30 to 50,000, we don't know for how long, we don't know what the mission is. Josh Marshall makes a really good point. If in 3 or 6 or 9 months nothing changes and things in fact get worse, you're never going to bring those people back, because then everyone will say, we can't bring those 30,000 people back. They're stuck there forever because it'll only get even worse than it is now. And here's Maureen Dowd writing in the New York Times. She says, James Baker ran after W with a butterfly net for a while, but it is now clear that the inmates are still running the asylum. The defiant ones came striding from the Pentagon, the troika of wayward warriors marching abreast in their dark suits and power ties. W, Rummy, and Dick Cheney were so full of quick-draw confidence that they might have been sauntering down the main drag of Deadwood. Far from being run out of town, the defense czar, who rivals Robert McNamara for deadly incompetence, has been on a victory lap in Baghdad, Mosul, and Washington. And the tributes to him and to his outgoing, and this is, of course, Rumsfeld, had full military honors, a color guard, 19-gun salute, an old guard performance with marching musicians, including piccolo players, in Revolutionary War costumes, John Philip Sousa music, and the chuckle-headed neocons and ex-Rummy deputies who helped screw up the occupation, Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Faith, cheering in the audience. It was surreal, Maureen Dowd, Modo is writing, the septuagenarian who arrogantly dismissed initial advice to send more troops to secure Iraq, being praised as, quote, the finest Secretary of Defense this nation has ever had by his pal, the Vice President, even as a desperate White House gamed out reinvading Iraq by sending more troops in a grasping at straws effort to reverse the chaos caused by Rummy's heedless mistakes. Just imagine the send-off a defense secretary would have gotten who hadn't sabotaged the army, Iraq, global security, our chance to get Osama, our moral credibility, the deficit, and American military confidence. Even Mrs. Rumsfeld got a Distinguished Public Service Award ribbon placed around her neck. The grandiose ceremony featured everything but the gold-plated matching set of pistols Tommy Franks, another failed warrior, and his wife Kathy recently received from a weapons manufacturer. His had 4 stars and diamonds. Hers had rubies and their marriage date. W never seems as alarmed about the devastation in Iraq as he should be. He told People magazine, I must tell you, I am sleeping a lot better than people would assume. And he told Brit Hume on Fox, you know, the House organ for the Republican Party, that his presidency was, quote, a joyful experience. Well, not for anybody who ever got sent over to Iraq. He slacked off on his slacker effort to form a new Iraq plan. Mr. Bush was busy this week hosting Christmas parties for a press corps he disdains, convening a malaria conference at the National Geographic with Dr. Burke of Gray's Anatomy, Isaiah Washington, and presiding over a hero's departure for the defense secretary he actually dumped, not because of incompetence, but for political expediency. The Democrats thought that when they won the election, they won the debate on the war, and they had W cornered. But the president is leaning towards surging over the Democratic voters, Baker and Bush 41 crowd, and some of his own commanders. W seems gratified by the idea that rather than having his ears boxed by his father's best friend, he's going to go down swinging, or double down, in the metaphor du jour, on his macho bet in Iraq. He's reading about Harry Truman and casting himself as a feisty Truman, but he's heading toward late LBJ. The White House Budget Office is studying how much it would cost to finance the surge, the bulge, in Viagraization of these troops, an infusion of 20,000 or more troops into Baghdad to make one last try at, quote, victory. The policy would devolve from we stand down as they stand up, too. We stand up more, and maybe someday they will, too. I mean, this is just amazing. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Dan in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I want to talk about a little bit about the occupation, our occupation of Iraq, and you're opposed to that, right?
Tell me what your point is.
Well, I just want to know, if compared to the occupation of Palestine by the Israelis.
Tell me what the point is you want to make about Iraq.
Well, the point is, we're over there occupying Iraq, and they actually have weapons and guns, and the Palestinians don't.
But we're not talking about the Palestinians. You're always calling up to talk about the Palestinians, Dan. But talk to me about Iraq. We're talking about what's going on here, and we're talking about the surge. So talk to me about how you feel about the surge.
Well, how I feel is that we're manning up to go into Iran. That's what I feel. I feel it's all a big ploy to go into Iran after Iraq.
Well, probably it is. It looks like we're shoring up the Navy. We're putting more boats out there. We're putting more ships out there. It could very well be. And it's going to be a catastrophe for us.
Yes, we are.
And you know what? The deal with the Palestinians, they're dealing in their own civil war. The place, it's a mess over there.
I know it is.
It's a very complicated story. I think it's maybe more complicated than we're able to grok on this end, but we'll try anyway. I do thank you for the call, Dan. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Okay, I got this from one of you, but I have to share it. What happens when a fly falls into a coffee cup? The Englishman throws the cup and walks away. The American, this is what happens when a fly falls into a coffee cup. The American takes out the fly and drinks the coffee. The Chinese eats the fly and throws away the coffee. The Japanese drinks the coffee with the fly since it was extra with no charge. The Israeli sells the coffee to the American, the fly to the Chinese, and buys himself a new cup of coffee. The Palestinian blames the Israeli for the violent act of putting the fly in his coffee, asks the UN for aid, takes a loan from the European Union to buy a new cup of coffee, uses the money to purchase explosives, and then blows up the coffee house where the English the American, the Chinese, and the Japanese all try to explain to the Israeli that he was too aggressive. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Jackie in Vacaville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Enid. How are you?
I am good. Thank you.
Hey, you know, you've hit it on the head. They are getting ready to go into Iran, and I've been, you know, wondering for the last 3 weeks about McCain, how stupid he is, talking about we need more troops, we need more troops, we need more troops. And then it just kind of hit me last night, they're gearing up to make him the next war president. So that once they screw that up, they'll say, well, look, we have to put him in. He's the only one that'll know what to do.
I want to say something about McCain. You know, if you talk to McCain, he seems, and he appeals to moderates and to some Democrats and some moderate Republicans. But when you look at what he really stands for, he's right. Mr. Right Wing. So
yeah,
forget about McCain. You know, everybody says he's going to be the candidate. In 2008, maybe so. He's going to be he's 70 years old, or going to be 70. So he was about the age that Ronald Reagan was.
Right.
I think
he'll be 78.
No, McCain I think is about 70, isn't he? I don't think he's.
Because Reagan was already 72, and McCain will be the oldest president if he's elected.
It seems to me that I saw a number that had him at about 70. So somebody.
Well, either way, to me that is just.
I don't think he's got a chance. If he's 78, I don't think he's got a chance. And that could be his IQ, too, for all we know. I mean, we respect, listen, or his bust size. We respect his public service. That's
absolutely.
We respect the fact that he was in jail and it has really informed him. We respect that. And John McCain, but his positions are very right-wing. And he is.
Very right-wing. And after what they did to him, for him to be able to come back and work with these people who slandered not just him, but his family, his wife, a whole nation, you know, trying to make him out to be a horrible man, and now he's their best friend.
I guess they call. I guess politics makes strange bedfellows, to coin a phrase, Jackie. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 24, it looks like. We're going to see highs tomorrow near 53. I see no rain in our future. I'm kidding. South of 95 just south of eastbound 50. We have a two-car crash. Eastbound 50 just west of Folsom Boulevard and eastbound I-80 just east of Longview Drive. We have a vehicle on the right-hand side. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free. Call her now at 349-1320. Want the naked truth? You'll get it on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, because it's your right to listen to the left.
This is News 10 Now. I'm Jennifer Smith. President Bush reportedly plans to increase the size of the U.S. military so it can fight a long-term war against terrorism. He has asked his new Secretary of Defense to report back to him with a plan to increase ground forces. Some top generals are said to be worried about the questionable payoff and potential backlash. Also, the FDA, that is proposing sterner warnings for several pain relievers, including acetaminophen, ibuprofen, and aspirin. More details on News 10 and News10.net.
Join AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Chicks in Crisis on Tuesday from 4 to 10 p.m. at Chick-fil-A for one chick helping another chick this holiday season. Stop by Roseville Chick-fil-A, located at 912 Pleasant Grove Boulevard, just off Highway 65, with your donations of diapers, baby wipes, formula cash, and you'll get a free Chick-fil-A combo meal. Chicks in Crisis is a local women's organization that helps women and teens facing unwanted or unplanned pregnancies. December 19th from 4 to 10 with Chick-fil-A and AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, it's Jerry Healy. You know, for many years, you and I got off on the right foot here on 1320 every day with a feel-good moment. And because you've told us that you missed them as much as I have, I'm happy to say that feel-good moments are back. Now you and I have a full half hour of feel-good moments to enjoy every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on 1320. And once again, we can thank the good folks at East Lawn Memorial Park for making it possible. For over 100 years, East Lawn has been bringing peace of mind to area families just like yours. For your own personal copy of something you hear on Feel Good Moments, just call East Lawn at 732-2000. I'll see you Saturday and Sunday morning at 8, right here on 1320, when you and I can share some feel-good moments.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call.
streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. President Bush is responding to the pleas of his military commanders. Interviewed by the Washington Post today, Mr. Bush confirmed he's decided to expand the armed forces.
The reason why is it is a accurate reflection that this ideological war we're in is going to last for a while.
CBS News correspondent David Martin reports the pressure to do this has been building.
With Marines going back to Iraq for their third and fourth tours, Marine Commandant General James Conway has said he needs to increase the size of the Corps from 180,000 to 185,000. And just last week, Army Chief of Staff General Pete Schoomaker said the Army was near the breaking point, a judgment seconded by former Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Colin Powell. But it will take time to train and recruit more soldiers. The Army could increase its current number of 507,000 by at most 7,000 a year.
And even that would require more recruiting efforts and more financial incentives. A separate issue is whether more troops should be sent into Iraq on a short-term basis. Democratic Congressman Ike Skelton is skeptical.
What's their mission? What is the military mission if you send another 20,000 troops into Baghdad? I don't know. Would it exacerbate the problem by being more targets?
He's the incoming chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. You can buy big bottles of non-prescription painkillers, 1,000 pills at a pop, so they seem very safe. But not always. CBS News correspondent John Harchie reports the Food and Drug Administration is proposing new, more strongly worded warning labels.
The FDA wants to make it very clear to consumers that taking too much over-the-counter pain medicine can cause problems. In a conference call with reporters, the FDA's Dr. Charles Ganley said the link, for example, between too much aspirin use and stomach bleeding is not a new one.
Trying to emphasize it more, particularly to the public.
The goal is to make warnings more prominent. Maybe people taking daily aspirin for cardiovascular treatment will be more careful about any additional painkiller they take. And there's another warning that will point out that too much acetaminophen, the ingredient in Tylenol, can cause liver problems. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
In Jefferson City, Missouri, late last month, fire killed 10 people at a group home for the mentally ill and disabled. Investigators have learned that just hours earlier, a maintenance man working on the furnace deliberately short-circuited the wiring to cut the power.
There is a possibility that that could have caused other electrical damage or other damage to the wiring.
Deputy State Fire Marshal Bill Zier says the wiring ran through the attic where the fire originated, but they'll never know the cause for sure because that part of the building was completely destroyed. A new study finds premarital sex is the norm in America, and it's nothing new. The Guttmacher Institute found that more than 9 out of 10 men and women have sex before marriage, and that includes people born as far back as the 1940s. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 30 points to close at a new high, 12,471. This is CBS News.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after anyone on your gift list. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send you an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
With less than a week before Christmas, you'll find perfect gifts for everyone at Kohl's 2-Day Christmas Countdown Sale. This Tuesday and Wednesday, check off every gift left on your list and take home great finds like Fisher-Price and Little Tykes toys at 50% off, fine jewelry at 60% off, and we even have a 7-inch portable DVD player for just $79.99. Who wouldn't love that? Don't miss out on great gifts at great prices at Kohl's 2-Day Christmas Countdown Sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. Holiday hours are 7 a.m. to midnight at Kohl's. Expect great things.
Signs of renewal in two cities today. WWO Radio's Chris Miller reports a well-known feature of New Orleans is returning for the first time since Katrina hit.
The historic streetcars are rolling once again.
Where shredded cable hung following the storm, today neat rows of overhead wires stand ready to power New Orleans on a streetcar we should call revival.
Jim Simpson with the Federal Department of Transportation says Washington kicked in more than $9 million for the repairs. A one-mile loop from Canal Street to Lee Circle and back resumed operation today for the first time since Hurricane Katrina. All 6 miles should be back in operation in a year. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
In New York, the first steel column for the Freedom Tower was set in place today at the site of the World Trade Center. It's the symbolic beginning of a years-long project to construct an office building. The big column is painted with an American flag. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Number three on that big old sleigh, calls it cookies and milk. He hates restrictor plates, and he's changed his signature. Ho, ho, ho. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Go, go, go.
NASCAR, I can't believe it. So, and in addition to his red suit, he's got a red neck, too, to go with it. Oh, 5:05, 5 minutes after 5 o'clock. You are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. I hope that you're telling everybody you know it would be a great gift to us and to yourselves to let everybody know that we're here, because if you want talk radio, really honest, compelling, the best talk radio we know how to do, vibrant talk radio, well, think of some more adjectives and we'll throw them on the fire here, then that is the best way to ensure our success so that we thrive and survive. So it is our gift to you as well, and you are our gift back. And when we hear from you, that we love it a lot. And let me give you the numbers. It doesn't cost you anything to call the show and to share your opinions and your thoughts. And some of you have wonderful ideas. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, one word, 1320 with numbers, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. Tomorrow, in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by the author of a book entitled Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think. And he got his doctorate at Stanford, and he heads up a lab at Cornell University in which he has been studying the way that we eat and how we eat in a mindless way. And I think this is useful. I really want to hear what he has to say, because your goddess always tries to stay as svelte as possible, and it is a lifetime struggle. Because when I was little, I wore chubettes, and my mother was going to be consigned to a life of obesity. And because my dad's side of the family was kind of on the chubby side. And my mom could eat anything. She never understood diets, because she could eat for, she had a huge appetite and never put on a pound. So, but for me, I have to work at it, and I think that's the secret. You have to work at it. For most people, they aren't naturally thin, I don't think. Maybe a few are, but not very many. And you got to go to the gym, and you got to watch what you're eating, and sometimes it can creep up on you. And that wonderful vat of chocolate that you hurled yourself into, you are stuck with the consequences for more months than you want to talk about. So mindless eating, I'm really eager to hear what Brian Weinsink, who has written the book, has to say, and why we eat more than we think we do. Because, you know, you go to those fancy places, people who I know who have gone to those, like Canyon Ranch and all those, they have you doing a lot of physical exercise, and then you pay a fortune so that they don't feed you. Or they feed you very good food, but in very tiny portions. And that's the secret of it. You get used to those tiny portions. Well, here we are living a life that's supersized in every single way. So anyway, these are my thoughts for the moment on dieting, and we'll know more tomorrow. Well, as many of you who listen to Enid Live know, that I have been sitting here by the phone, waiting for the phone to ring, waiting for the email alarm to go off, waiting for my invitation to Schnurzy's inauguration. And guess what, boys and girls and buckaroos, if you wait long enough, if you pray hard to the gods, it will arrive. And it has, sort of. I just now am looking, and guess what I got? The governor's 2007 inaugural committee has sent me a form it's for press credentialing information for Schnurzy's 2007 swearing-in ceremony. So I guess if I complete the form and they decide that if they do any kind of a background check, in case I have any background, in case I have any pedigree to speak of, I guess I can go to Schnurzy's inauguration. Well, at least the swearing-in ceremony. I don't know if the press gets to go to the ball or not. So I have to submit my credential application, and I guess they pass on it. So I better not count my inauguration swearings in until they actually happen. But there it is, kind of sort of an invitation. Well, not really an invitation, but the closest I'm going to get. And then I will report back. So should I go to this? I think I should, don't you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, when is it going to be? Where am I going to? Maybe I'll be on the air and I won't be able to go. Oh, it's 11 o'clock in the morning on January the 5th. So I know that the 2nd is Tuesday, and the 3rd then is Wednesday, and the 4th is Friday. What is it, Saturday? Is the 5th? Oh, no, Friday, sorry. Friday, January 5th. At 11 o'clock in the morning, so just in time for a fabulous Friday, and I can bring you the sights and sounds if they decide that that moi, your goddess, is if they really are being bipartisan, and they've got Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein and all the Democrats who are going to participate in this extravaganza for Schnortzy, and all those companies that he's snoring all these big contributions out of to finance this extravaganza, I'll be very interested to see what happens. So, well, they'll probably pen us off somewhere, and so we won't be able to see as much, but maybe we will. Well, and maybe we'll see. So I think I'll see what happens, and then I will report back. If you were just joining us, here is where we have been today, and please feel free to comment on all of it, because it's, as we are approaching the holidays, it's even more of a flea market than it usually is. But violent crime is up substantially in Sacramento County. They think it's about gangs. They've been saying gangs for a million years, so gangs are a very handy and lethal sounding excuse for why violent crime is up in Sacramento County. What they're really doing to combat it, I don't know. And every time they bust somebody who's peddling dope, marijuana, weed, whatever, they are taking away substantial resources from people who can actually fight violent crime. It turns out, according to a new report, the LA Times is reporting that the cash value of marijuana crops is enormous. In the country, it exceeds $35 billion, with a B, $35 billion, far more than the crop value of such heartland staples as corn, soybeans and hay. And in California, the magnitude of it, about $14 billion business, it exceeds the value of the state's grapes, vegetables, and hay. And hay combined, so it's its own kind of hay, I guess. And so we're talking about that. We're talking about also marketing. We're talking about how the placebo effect, whether it's for medical marijuana, whether it's for real drugs, whether it's for the placebos that you're offered when there is a trial underway. We're talking about beauty and skincare. And there's, by the way, the beauty business is a huge business. They have these potions that they're selling you in four figures, $5,000 for an ounce and a half of this stuff. They have a little gold flecks in it. I mean, it's crazy. It's all about marketing. And Consumers Reports, finally, I was waiting for somebody to do this, finally tested some of these skincare, these treatment lines, these skincare products, well, for both men and women. I won't say for women, because men are having Botox, men are getting cosmetic surgery, men are getting pec implants. I mean, men want to expand their working years. They want to look as good, I guess, as they can. I'm not a big fan of all this stuff, but a lot of people do it. I always thought it was sort of a sanctioned and medical form of mutilation, but what do I know? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm sort of from the not a shortcut way of doing things. I like to not sweep it under the rug, but I like to try to address it head on. And for good or for ill, there's an upside and a downside to that in life. And so if you want to lose weight instead of having your stomach stapled, I'm a big believer in let's do some exercise and let's try to control what your diet. That's what I'm a believer in doing. And if you're trying to stem aging, well, then try not smoking. It's the worst thing you can do for your skin. It's one of the most horrible things you can do for your skin. Try getting more exercise. It's a good thing to do for your skin. Try eating right, having lots of vegetables and fruit and produce and all the great things that are so abundant in California. Try doing that. And I think that that helps a lot. Instead, people are running off to cosmetic surgeons. Actors cannot even summon an expression because they are so Botoxed up, not to mention our very own Governor Schnortzy, whose hair and makeup are not colors found in nature, but they are found in Technicolor, and that is what they look like. But we're talking about the marketing of everything, and in this administration, it knows quite a bit about marketing and public relations, where it has shaped opinion. It has marketed a war based on lies. Now, Dickey wants to send a surge into Iraq, 30 to 50,000 troops with no clear mission. Even his own Joint Chiefs of Staff oppose him on this. But the question being asked is, you know, you send them in for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and nothing happens, not only that, but things get worse, you're never going to bring them back because you're going to say, well, we can't. Things are so bad now. They've really so badly fallen apart. We can't take these 30,000 people and pluck them out. And where are we going to get 30 or 50,000 people? Where are they going to come from? How are we going to do this? 349-1320-866-620-613-20. So in case the Democrats thought that they had Dickie cornered with the results of the last election, oh, and then at no extra charge, the Iraq Study Group comes in and then slams them against the wall some more. Oh, he just stood there with his eyeballs wide, you know, from playing too much video poker or solitaire, and thought, well, you know, I'm going to think about it. I'll see. I don't know. Well, we'll see what happens. And then what does he do? Well, 50,000 surge, because maybe the Saudis brought in Dick Cheney, demanded that Dick Cheney hightail it to Saudi Arabia, where he was read the Riot Act, where they were saying you cannot withdraw. So now we're going the other way. I don't know. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. But if you're looking at television, the cable news channels, what are you hearing about? Laura Bush cancer scare. Like this was really a big deal. It was not a big deal. We are not wishing her ill, but removing a little bit of skin cancer is really, unless it's a melanoma. And by the way, Maureen Reagan's melanoma, I am told, and it is what killed her, started between her toes. So you got to really look around for things that could be dangerous. Between her toes, I was once told by a dermatologist. So, but in any event, instead of talking about what's really serious in the holiday season, and who wants to talk about anything serious? It's eggnog time, so we don't want to talk about anything that's too serious. It's all about marketing. And so what the cable news networks are trying to do is they're trying to raise their ratings, and people are going to, you know, they're going to shut off, they're going to surf to some other, to HBO or to The Sopranos or someplace, instead of listening to what's going to go on in Iraq, because it's a non-starter. It's a mess. Nobody, the approval ratings for what we're doing in Iraq are, I've never been lower and never been lower for a president. We don't want, you know, it's bad news. And we want to think about nice, perky holidays, nice cinnamon that we smell going, you know, potpourri when you walk into the stores. That's what we want to, that's what we want to be thinking about. 349-1320-866-626-1320. So if we're talking about marketing, it's all about the numbers. And I say that because did you see the B this morning? Sam McManus does a column on Tuesdays called, Media Savvy, I think. And let me see if I can dig it out here. And in today's column, he's talking about a former talk host in the market, whom you know, who was on the station across the way, the Clear Channel station across the way, and he is no longer on the air. It's Media Savvy, Sam McManus's column. They said adios to him. And so he's going around to all these, you know, Fox and all these things being a pundit. Well, most of the pundits, by the way, on Fox and these other places have been horribly wrong about just about everything. But I guess it's not a litmus test. You don't actually have to be right. Because then if you had to be right, they wouldn't have any guests. So they get these wrong-headed people on. And the whole idea is to say the most outrageous things so that you can be asked back, so that you can get more publicity for yourself, so that you can promote yourself. And really that was the tenor of this particular piece. And by the way, when you are asked to be on Fox, and I have, and MSNBC, they don't pay you. But they do send a limousine for you. They send a town car. Now, they don't send a town car so that you're going to be so grand. That is not why they send the town car for you. They send the town car for you because they're not paying you, and they want to be sure you show up. And the way they can control that is to inveigle you with a really, you know, to send the town car over. And so you sit in the back seat, and you pretend you're a goddess for about 2 seconds until you see yourself in the monitor, and you say, oh, my God, get me to a cosmetic surgeon as quickly as possible. Get me a bottle of Botox so I can just swig it all down. In any event, reading this interview that Sam McManus has done in today's B, you know, what you have here in conservative talk and in a lot of talk is a lot of dishonesty, I think. You have people posing, saying, talking in sound bites because it will get them the most publicity. More marketing. Lots of sizzle and not too much steak. Lot of style, not so much substance. But here's the thing of it. We don't seem to care. We're happy to be seduced, I think, and more by the sizzle, by the style without substance, when we're confronted with substance. And here, everybody is telling you, and all the research tells you, besides doing crossword puzzles, if you want to keep your brain active and exercised, do exercise, actually. They say physical exercise is good, but start thinking. Maybe we could start thinking in this country a little bit more. I know that my listeners are pretty good at thinking and are very bright and very funny often, but I think in a lot of places, and I think for the conservative audience, I think thinking is perhaps not required. If I read this interview correctly that Sam McManus did in today's B, but you might want to comment on that. You hear Rush, if you listen to Rush, Rush is, you don't, here's what I have come to. And this is just a personal observation. You might disagree. You don't have to be good to be successful anymore. It used to be that there was a correlation. If you were good, very likely you would be successful. But now things that are really good are not necessarily successful. And things that are kind of trashy and cheesy can be very successful. And I'm thinking about Rush. Rush is tremendously successful. I don't, you know, a lot of people say he's a gifted broadcaster. I don't know. He's just, I hear a lot of puffery. And there's sometimes it's funny. But he makes it up because he knows what will appeal to his audience. And it has no correspondence with truth or reality as we know it. But I guess it doesn't matter. It works for him. And there are a lot of people who are Rush wannabes, who make it up, who concoct it, who think you're never going to do the research. And maybe, is it just possible that people who are into conservative talk radio as a regular habit are, you know, I like to think that we have a very bright audience. And I don't know if we can say that. Judging from the callers that I have heard to Rush's show and some other shows, I don't know that we can make that perky prognostication about the audiences for conservative talk. But conservative talk flourishes. It is about the majority of what's out there. That's why we're telling you, tell everybody you know that AM 1320 is here. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. So your thoughts about talk radio, your thoughts about Sam McManus's interview, if you saw it in today's B, your thoughts about how we are marketed everything, and as we continue, oh, here it is. Why are pundits who were wrong on Iraq still on all the talk shows? Why not have Russ Feingold, Paul Krugman, Bob Herbert, who were and are still right about Iraq, asks Howard Kurtz of the Washington Post. And somebody responds, well, if you ban pundits or politicians who are wrong about something for further TV appearances, the newscasts and talk shows would have a near impossible time finding guests, would they? 349-1320, 866-626-1320, as the media, not wishing to discuss Iraq or anything substantive, focusing on a little bit less now on the Mount Hood climbers and more on Laura Bush's, quote, cancer scare. 349-1320, I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Some slow things are going on over there, southbound 99. It looks like we have a two-car crash. Madison Avenue at College Oak Drive. There's a collision over there as well. Roseville Road at Palm Avenue. And eastbound 50 at Zinfandale Drive, a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall.
Making the choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair or Borders. But the food co-op.
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud, the power to do more.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
And the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The Borowitz Report, satire. President George W. Bush attempted to build support for the increasingly unpopular war in Iraq today, arguing that Iraq is now, quote, the main front in the war on gay marriage. The president had never before linked the war in Iraq to the broader war on gay marriage, but in a nationally televised address today, he made such a case. Speaking from the Oval Office, the president said that America's enemies, such as Syria and Iran, were directly involved in sending wedding planners over the border into Iraq to plan gay weddings. The president said that were the United States to withdraw its forces now, as some in Congress have suggested, it would be, quote, sending a dangerous message to gay engaged couples around the globe. Our choice is simple, Mr. Bush said. Do we fight the gay fiancés and fiancés in Iraq, fiancés and fiancés, I guess, or do we leave and let them bring their fabulous nuptials to our shores? But even as President Bush was making his argument that the war in Iraq was part of a larger war on gay marriage, gay wedding planners in that war-torn country disputed the president's assertions. Hassan El Medfai, a gay wedding planner in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, said that he had seen, quote, no increase in gay weddings since the insurgency in Iraq began. In his country right now, said Mr. El Medfai, it's hard to find two people who can even stand each other, let alone want to get married. Oh, yes, well. 349-1320, the Borowitz Report, satire. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Jack in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. I wanted to agree with you. I think it's outrageous that these folks that were so wrong on the Iraq war are invited back to comment further. There's a lot of people that had the war correct and could be giving some much more intelligent comments than the likes of Billy Crystal or Richard Pearl. Or
William Crystal.
Yeah.
Billy Crystal. Who's the comic? Billy Crystal. But William Crystal is the pundit.
Yes, you're right. My bad.
That's all right. Well, you're close, though.
Yeah. And I would even throw in there General Powell. You know, General Powell, who has been given lots of honors in this country, basically put his loyalty to the Bush family above the people and above the army that he says he cherishes so much.
And above the truth.
And above the troops, yes.
And the truth, T-R-U-T-H.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
But yeah. You were right, but troops is good, too.
So I'm very disappointed that he gets any press now. He's let us down in a major way, and I just don't think we should have to bother with him anymore. He's shown who he is, and we really don't need him.
Well, I think he sullied his reputation hugely by letting himself be manipulated. And it wasn't that he didn't know he was being manipulated. That intelligence, the intelligence to go to war, every single account of it talks about it was being cherry-picked, it was massaged, it was manipulated, and he knew what he was doing, and he decided to do it because he's kind of a careerist and because maybe he's following orders or maybe he's thinking down the line how this is going to benefit him, and it didn't do that at all.
Yeah, I think it's very disheartening that a guy of that stature couldn't stand up for the people.
I agree with you. I thank you for the call, Jack. In life, I just want to say this again. And sometimes it were, you know, here's what we know. If you are a whistleblower, if you do the right thing, you very often will suffer. You may not have the happy ending that you hope that telling the truth would bring you. That is what the evidence shows us. But I want to say that when you are confronted in a work situation or even in a life situation with trying to whore yourself out in order to satisfy the people that you work for or to satisfy the situation or the requirements of the situation, it almost never works. Because, number one, you contort yourself to be something that you are not. And, number two, it's still not going to work. You're still going to get fired. Or you're still going to get moved out. It's still not going to happen. So you lose twice. You lose twice in that if the thing that you were contorting yourself to achieve doesn't occur. And you've lost because you've given up an essential core of yourself in order to have this thing, in order to contort yourself into having this thing. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Your thoughts about this and your thoughts about people who are will make up opinions in order to get those gigs on Fox that don't pay anything, but they do escort you around in a town car. They do usually provide makeup people, and God knows we need those. But it's a way to promote yourself. We are in a society that is all about marketing and not so much about substance. And this administration has known exactly what notes to play, what buttons to push. I want to also add to the conversation, Carol Migdon, and we've talked a little bit about this, is introducing legislation that would expand domestic partnerships to include heterosexual couples. And there are a lot of people who are very upset about this because it's being called marriage light. I have never been married, so I haven't had marriage heavy, and I haven't had marriage medium, and I haven't had marriage light. I've had zero. My marriage experience has been preceded by both a decimal point and a minus sign. But in France, they do have a light. They have two kinds of marriages in France. One is a heavier marriage with more responsibilities and obligations and rights and so on, and a light marriage. So my question is, what's wrong with a light marriage? What's wrong with training wheels? Everybody says everybody's first husband is like their training wheels marriage. What would be wrong with that? 349-1320-866-626-1320. Is there a downside to an institution that already has a 50% failure rate? Could it get much worse? At least if you have a kind of a marriage light where you're really not married but it's a domestic partnership, and you decide that you're not going to get married. Right now, if your partner, you can't collect their benefits, their social security benefits, if something happens to them, you aren't allowed to make medical decisions on their behalf. Their family, whom they may have been estranged from, will have that right. And so you, who've been the partner of that person for, the last 1,000 years, the family might say they don't even want you in there. And you have no recourse. So here is Carol Migdon's bill that would expand California's domestic partnership registry. The criticism is that it would result in marriage light. But maybe we need to have different kinds of marriages. Everything today is so customized that instead of having the one-size-fits-all marriage, well, you're in it until death do you part, you can be in it until something better comes along. What do you think? 349-1320. I'm only half kidding because you know that's true. You know when you go to a party, they're always looking over your shoulder for somebody cuter and more successful to come in. 349-1320, 866-626. 1320. What are your thoughts about the possibility of marriage light, an expanded domestic partnership for people who are not gay, for heterosexual, for practicing heterosexuals? Heterosexuals who need some practice. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
It's snowing. No, wouldn't that just be great, though?
When is it snowing? $100 bills?
No, I mean, in Sacramento, it's snowing absolutely nothing. I would love for it to. I can hardly wait. Actually, we're going to go snowboarding, I think, the day before Xmas, so it'll be fun. Garden Highway on route to northbound I-5, though. They're due to nothing else but maybe not using your blinker or something. There's a two-car crash. Hit and run Power Inn Road at Haystack. And at Tyson Court at End Loop Boulevard, there's a two-car crash over there as well. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320
Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you having any fun? What you getting out of living?
It's no coincidence that people gather around the kitchen this time of year. It's the most festive place in the home because that's where the food is. Safeway helps bring your guests together in the spirit of great food. We have everything you need for a fabulous meal, the centerpiece of your holiday party. Like juicy, succulent ham. Get a butcher's cut premium whole or shank half ham for just 99 cents a pound. Or you can get butcher's cut spiral sliced whole or half ham for only $1.99 a pound. Offers available with your club card while supplies last. Limit 2. To make your party even more festive, Safeway has lots of fun, clever ways to incorporate food into your decor. We have the ideas, easy steps, everything you need. The holidays and food. Safeway helps you bring out the best of both.
What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun?
Safeway. Ingredients for life.
Ho, ho, ho! I can't wait to have a good cigar!
Oh, me too, Santa, me too!
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this quality lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie. This will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy who knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters, humidors, and ashtrays.
Sorry, Santa. I guess I need to lay off the eggnog.
Well, look, Elfie, I travel the world and I've never seen a cigar shop with a better selection than Tobacco Republic. And whenever I go there, it's always a party. Way better than Mrs. Claus's after Christmas bash.
Hey, come on now, Santa.
For quality gifts and cigar accessories, go to Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I got drunk at the office Christmas party. I didn't know the video was rolling. I hit the door just a ho-ho-hoing. A man on a mission. Yeah, a mission from hell. Well, the karaoke guy said he needed volunteers. So I jumped on stage and I chugged down a beer. With a cocky little twitch, I said, hey, baby, hit the switch. Yeah, I sang Love Me.
5:37 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about many, many things, including the beauty queen that Donald Trump could have stripped of her title or could have just stripped. But she's going into rehab. She's underage and she's been drinking, but she'll find a lot. She'll run into Mark Foley. Everybody's in rehab, so she's going to be there. We're talking about Carol Migdon. We're adding to the conversation. So we've been in a lot of places. We've been in Iraq, the surge or the bulge or the whatever you want, ratcheting it up, whatever you want to call what Dickie's up to in Iraq. All of it subsumed by coverage of Laura Bush's, quote, cancer scare, which has replaced the story du jour, which has replaced the climbers on Mount Hood because that is ratcheting down. It doesn't look like that's going to have a very happy ending. And instead, we have really serious things to consider, but it's all about marketing. It's really all about sizzle, and it's the holiday season where we really would rather sizzle anyway. So I want to ask you this question about marriage. I have never been brave enough. I think you have to have a lot of courage to be married. To me, it always seemed like jail, but what do I know? But Carol Migdon wants to expand the domestic partners registry for heterosexual couples. And there are a lot of people who think it's just a form of marriage light and that we should not have a couple of forms. France does have a couple of forms of marriage. And what's wrong with marriage light? Is there a downside that I am not aware of? Maybe you take baby steps into being married and you have a couple of different kinds of marriage. Would that be a bad thing for the society of an institution that has a failure rate of 50% already? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And there is Kay Himowitz, who writes for the Wall Street Journal, I think. She's got a book out called Marriage and Caste in America, and she says that there is a division in this country between those who see marriage as an indispensable condition of child rearing and those who don't. So she's saying that if you have, she says the mission requires not a village but two married parents, and cohabitation does not do the trick. Even cohabitors who have the education levels of their married counterparts are less effective as parents. So she's saying you are less effective as a parent unless you're married. Even if you have the same educational levels as people who are married. Now, what would be the ingredient that it all revolves around? Does it revolve around commitment? So, if we have marriage light, is it less of a marriage because the commitment isn't there for the, marriage heavy or the... the usual forms of marriage, the usual form, whatever that may consist of. I think marriage probably takes a lot of different forms here. But what does that mean? Here's what we do know, and it's counterintuitive. What we do know is that if people who decide that they're going to test being married to each other by living together, usually the living together doesn't result in marriage. It usually works against being married to each other. Now, maybe, as our mothers taught us, familiarity breeds contempt. I don't know. But people who live together very often break up. So you're better off if you really want to haul somebody off to the altar or to the domestic partner registry, you're better off not living with them and letting the mystery suffice. Although you could then make the argument that if you don't find out what you're getting into before you get into it, then that only adds to the divorce rate. But Carol Migden wants to expand the domestic partnership registry in California to include heterosexuals so that it would be a form of marriage light. Are you against it? Are you for it? Would this be good? Would this be irrelevant to actual marriage? Would this be a form of marriage light? And if it is, what is the downside? Lack of commitment? Well, we're a consumer society, so we don't make it. Why should we make a commitment? There'll be a younger, cheaper model that comes out of everything, a car, a computer, an iPod, and anything. So why make a commitment? Because something better is always around the corner. See, one of the canons of Americans, we move on, we move out, we move up, we're always on the move. We're always moving on. Something bad happens, nobody processes it, we move on. Mark Foley goes after young, underage, or at least inappropriate aged pages. He's moving on. He went into rehab, just like that beauty queen. She was 20 years old and she's drinking and she's going into rehab. And what Kay Himowitz says is that ring does make a difference. She says there are two schools of thought when it comes to child raising, that you need to have marriage to raise children or that you don't. And that it is an infinitely better situation if the parents are married than if they're not. She said cohabitation doesn't work. Even cohabitors who have the education levels of their married counterparts are less effective as parents. When she looked at welfare parents, she said talk to their children was meaner and more distracted, which we found out from when we were talking about education. Kids who come from good families where there's a good income and a good education level, their parents talk to them more. The kids are more, therefore, more developed in their language skills and other skills, and they get more compliments. The parents are much more encouraging. So by the time these kids are in kindergarten, or even if by the time they're 3 years old, the kids coming out of families that have really attended to these children are way more developed than the kids who are coming out of families where the education levels aren't there, the attention levels aren't there, and the families don't speak to them as much, and so therefore their language skills aren't as developed, and they're already behind at 3 years old. And unless they have intensive remedial something or other, it never really catches up, and they don't get the same level of encouragement and compliments that middle class parents are indulging their little kids in. I mean, sometimes to the point where it's really pretty pretty egregious, because these kids graduate from school, they've been coddled their whole lives, and I really wonder what's going to happen to them. In some of the cases I know, people I know, their kids are back home. They've graduated from college. They've spent all these summers abroad. They've learned all these languages. They've had all these great experiences. They've gone to all these fine schools, and now they can't get a decent job. Or what they're being offered isn't, they don't think is fine enough for what their education has prepared them to expect. So there might be a big disconnect between what these very indulged children are expecting and what the universe is going to offer to them. I don't know. If you've had experience with this and you have dealt with these kids and getting them into the workforce and what happens to them when they have been is massively indulged, you know, there's a whole phrase now called helicopter parents. These are parents that are always hovering over their children. Well, if you're coming from a welfare family, a poor family where money is a real issue, everybody's so preoccupied with the misery of the situation that maybe there's not a lot of energy left over to indulge your children. I'm sure there are exceptions, but in general, you wonder. And also, a lot of people who are find themselves in really awful, tough, tight circumstances are people who have made really bad decisions. Either they didn't always have, you know, the elevator wasn't always going up to the top story. I'm sorry to say that, but I think it's true in a lot of cases. Or there's so many emotional issues that people make very bad decisions for themselves. But you don't see any of this addressed in classes. Not many. I think a wonderful preparation for life would be to learn how to make good decisions for yourself. And if you're a shrink listening, a psychologist, or somebody who's a good decision maker, we would love to hear from you. We would like to know what the secret of that is, because we're always faced with making decisions. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So what Kay Himowitz is saying is that it's better for the kids if the parents are married. What Carol Migden is saying is that a lot of people don't want to be married, but they really ought to have some of the same obligations and rights that married couples have. And so what we need to do is expand the domestic partner registry to cover those people. So straights as well as gays would qualify, and the foes of this call it marriage light, and they're against it. Now, I don't know why you would be against it. If you're one of my conservative Republican listeners, why would you be against something that anytime people are committing to each other, more commitment, you know, and there's a continuum of commitment that we make to each other. Anytime people are committing to each other more, don't you think that that adds to the stability of the society? Isn't that a better thing when you're increasing love? Don't you think that the more connection, don't you think that's a better thing in general? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I think it's a good thing. I don't have any problems with it. I think that the more we can connect with each other, the better off we are. Who are we? Well, it turns out that we're fatter and we're taller and we're thirstier than we ever knew. That there are in this nation 3.5 million millionaires, and 572,000 of them live in California, where they hardly give what their income would lead you to expect. That we have a lot of millionaires and billionaires in the state of California. And in all the research that's done about the extent to which they indulge in charitable giving, it's really nowhere near commensurate with their wealth in California. So what does that say? It says that we're very interested in exercising our rights, but not our responsibilities. That the money, the motto on the money ought to be changed from "In God We Trust" to "What's in it for me?" That we are not so interested in community life and helping each other, but we are much more interested in ourselves. And some people have criticized the level of giving in the state of California, where we have probably more millionaires and billionaires than any other state. And what they have said is that these rich people want to indulge their children, remember, the ones who can't get a good job or back living home in their old bedrooms, instead of giving to charities that could use their help. We have spent more of our lives than ever, about 8.5 hours a day, watching TV, using computers, listening to the radio. Well, if you're listening to Enid Live, that's okay. going to the movies or reading. We're spending 8.5 hours a day watching TV and using the computer, I think, mainly. For the first time, the abstract quantifies same-sex sexual contacts. 6% of men and 11.2% of women say they have had same-sex relationships. 349-1320-866-626-1320. What are your thoughts about marriage light? Is that going to be good or bad for the society or neutral? Is it good that we have a couple of different kinds of marriage, except we're not calling it marriage light. We're calling it a domestic partnership registry for heterosexuals. And if you are married, do you regret it, but you're stuck in this marriage? 349, you don't have to use your real name, and many of you don't. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Things are going on Mather Field Road on route to westbound 15, northbound Cap City Freeway, just south of Cal Expo. We have a two-car crash slowing things down. Looks like there's a minor injury there. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Ambulance at White Rock Road just west of Prairie City and Richards Boulevard on route to northbound I-5. Westbound 50, just east of Mather Field Road, we have a three-car crash there on the other side, slowing traffic down as well. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
For a limited time at Sleep Train, you'll save 20 to 50% off on select clearance mattress sets while supplies last. Hurry in today and let Sleep Train's friendly staff help you discover why Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Hi, it's Jerry Healy. You know, for many years, you and I got each day off on the right foot here on 1320 with a feel-good moment. And because you've told us that you've missed them as much as I'm happy to say that feel-good moments are back on the air. Now you and I have a full half hour of feel-good moments to enjoy every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on 1320. And once again, we can thank the good folks at East Lawn Memorial Park for making it possible. East Lawn Memorial Park has been serving families just like yours in a caring way for over 100 years. And anytime you'd like your own personal copy of something you hear on Feel Good Moments, just call East Lawn at 732-2000. I certainly hope you can be here for some feel-good moments, Saturday and Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1320.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. Yours until 7, 3 to 7. And we're talking about many, many things, and feel free to weigh in on any of them. But we're also talking about Carol Mignard's proposal to expand domestic partnership rights for heterosexuals. In other words, we're going to have marriage light. And the foes of marriage light are really angry about it. I don't see what the downside is, because I've never been married. But so if you make different levels of commitment, what's the big deal? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I would love to hear from you on this subject. And if you're married, the holidays are a tough time of year. If you're married, some of your marriages are not going to survive the holidays. This will be the frosting on the cake, so to speak. Cynthia and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Enid. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You are welcome.
I want to say that I was listening to this same subject on a different program years ago, actually, and I really had my eyes open to this whole subject because people called in, and they were almost always women, who were taking care of a relative who was uninsured. And many times every time on this subject, they said, if only I could get my sister, my cousin, or whoever on my insurance policy under domestic partners, then she would get, or he or whoever it was, could get much better care.
So can you get your sister on? I mean, you know, it would be incestuous if you had a relationship, but for domestic partnership, for purposes of insurance, could you get a sister who didn't have health insurance on and, say, register as domestic partners?
I don't see why not. And
I don't know what the regulations are.
I don't think they make any kind of exclusion. But I know that people who... I have heard many people call into these shows saying, I myself am gay. I would like it just for my partner, okay? I've been with this person for 28 years, and it's really frustrating.
If anything were to happen, Cynthia, since you and your partner have been together for 28 years, if anything were to happen and a medical situation, is there some legal document that, you know, some kind of power of attorney that you've executed so that you're not tossed out by the family that your partner could be estranged from?
Not yet, but it's a huge financial burden.
I mean, and if you've been together for 28 years and one of you conks out, does the other one does not collect your Social Security? I don't know about your insurance.
Well, it costs, you know, thousands of dollars in some respects to get that fully in place so that no one can question it.
In other words, if you go to an attorney to get that situation rectified, so that if anything happens medically to one or the other of you, the other one will be able to, it will be like the other one is your spouse and can make decisions.
Right.
You're telling me that it costs thousands of dollars to do that when you go to an attorney?
Yeah, in order to get that fully in place, get a full, I think it's called a living will or something.
I'm not so sure that it costs that. You ought to look into, there should be some, like, Lambda legal defense, you know, there should be some kind of fund set up or some storefronts or student things or something where, I don't think it's too complicated, is it?
Well, to get a coverage that, to get it to a point, well, we can do wills, we've done wills, and certainly members.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel.
One listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. President Bush agrees to expand the military.
I'm inclined to believe that we do need to increase our troops, the Army and the Marines.
Interviewed by the Washington Post today, Mr. Bush said he's asked Defense Secretary Robert Gates to come up with a plan. Background from CBS News correspondent David Martin.
When President Bush met with defense leaders last week at the Pentagon, he got an earful from the Joint Chiefs of Staff about how badly the military is feeling the strain of fighting wars in Iraq and Afghanistan with no end in sight. Today, he told the Washington Post he plans to increase the nation's ground forces.
As for strategy in Iraq, no decisions yet, but the president makes clear he's putting the onus on the leadership in Baghdad.
I want the American people to know that, and the Iraqi people to know, that we expect the Iraqi people to continue making hard choices and doing hard work necessary to succeed, and our job is to help them do so.
The White House disputes a Post report that Mr. Bush and the Joint Chiefs of Staff are at odds over putting additional troops in Iraq. The military leaders are said to oppose the idea because their forces are already stretched thin. Federal drug regulators are proposing new, stronger warning labels for non-prescription painkillers because, while safe when used as directed, they can be dangerous. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr reports.
Every year, more than 200 million Americans, two in every three, reach for their pain medications. Ibuprofen, aspirin, acetaminophen. And about 700 of them every day end up in hospitals, suffering from side effects, particularly from overdosing, including bleeding, liver, and kidney ailments. Now the Food and Drug Administration says drug makers must do more to warn users of the potential risks of over-the-counter painkillers.
Another day has passed with no sign of two climbers missing on Mount Hood, Oregon, for more than a week now. CBS News correspondent Jerry Bowen says the searchers lost more hope when they saw pictures from a disposable camera found on the body of Kelly James.
Those pictures show that he and the other two missing climbers were well-equipped, but lightly equipped to withstand the kind of blizzard that hit them atop Mount Hood after they had summited. That's very concerning to searchers because it indicates that these men had less of a chance at surviving the kind of cold that they encountered.
The danger of hypothermia is extreme, but CBS News medical correspondent Dr. John LaPouffe says there's still a slim possibility they're okay.
With every passing day, it gets less and less likely that the climbers are going to be found alive. However, there's never a time when you should take away hope.
The sheriff hints the search might end tomorrow as another storm system moves in. Today on Wall Street, another record. The Dow up 30 points to 12,471. The Nasdaq lost 6 points and closed at 2429. And the price of oil rose to $63.15 a barrel. This is CBS News.
With less than a week before Christmas, you'll find perfect gifts for everyone at Kohl's two-day Christmas countdown sale. This Tuesday and Wednesday, check off every gift left on your list and take home great finds like Fisher-Price and Little Tykes toys at 50% off, fine jewelry at 60% off, and we even have a 7-inch portable DVD player for just $79.99. Who wouldn't love that? Don't miss out on great gifts at great prices at Kohl's two-day Christmas countdown sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. Holiday hours are 7 a.m. to midnight at Kohl's. Expect great things.
Deck the halls with boughs of halsey.
Ah, the sounds of TomTom portable navigation devices singing in sweet harmony. And now through the holiday season, if you buy any TomTom, you get $100 off.
$100 off.
It's the TomTom Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution. Heck, give two. TomTom, find your way the easy way.
$100 off.
Shuttle Discovery and the International Space Station have separated after a complex and successful construction project. CBS News correspondent Peter King reports from the Kennedy Space Center.
As the shuttle and station crews said so long,
we had a wonderful time with you guys.
Mission Control turned on their microphone so the astronauts could hear an ovation from flight controllers and managers who watched the combined crews pull off what NASA called the most difficult shuttle flight ever. Four spacewalks, a complex rewiring of the space station's power grid, and an unplanned fix for a stuck solar power wing. With a perfect undocking...
Discovery departing.
Discovery is due to touch down here Friday. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Senator Tim Johnson's son says his father is exceeding expectations after last week's emergency surgery to stop the bleeding in his brain. Brendan Johnson says the senator isn't speaking yet, but he's responding to directions from his wife. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Five minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live as we scoot faster and deeper and harder into shopping and into the holiday. And we're in the middle of Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah. You can join the conversation. It costs nothing to do it. And the more of you who participate, the richer, the more vibrant, the more compelling the conversation is. 349-1320 or 866-620-1320. All numbers to Enid Live are toll-free. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. Tomorrow, we're going to be joined by the author of the book entitled Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think, which I thought would be useful for the holidays. Everybody talks about the holiday five, that 5 pounds that everybody puts on, if we're lucky if it's only 5 pounds. The author is Brian Wensink. He's his doctorate from Stanford and runs a Cornell University laboratory, and he has really investigated this pretty well. And so I'm very interested to hear what he has to say, because obesity is a huge problem. We've been talking about many things today. We've been talking about how the marketing effort extends to everything, certainly to this administration, to the, if you're looking at cable news today, yesterday it was all about the Mount Hood search and rescue mission. Today there's less of that because it doesn't look as likely that anything is going to come out of it except heartbreak, and more on the Laura Bush cancer scare, and all of it meant to divert us from what's really going on in the administration, which is that Dickey wants to send a surge, a bulge, a ratcheting up 30,000 more troops to Iraq, or 50,000 with no clear mission. The Joint Chiefs of Staff oppose him, but nobody wants to talk about Iraq. And as somebody pointed out, if they're in there for 3, 6, or 9 months, and things get even worse, you're never going to pull them out. We're also talking about domestic partnership. Carol Migden wants to expand domestic partnership laws to or the registry to include heterosexual couples. And some people are against it because they think that it demeans marriage, an institution that's already enjoying a 50% failure rate, and that there shouldn't be marriage light. The French do have two forms of marriage, and maybe we ought to consider it. Maybe one is training wheels for the other. What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. If you're conservative, what would be the downside of marriage light? And what would be the pluses? I can see lots of pluses. I don't see too many downsides, though. Sharon in Roseville, thanks for being so patient. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Enid. I called earlier about the marijuana thing, and when you said we're going to have to end this.
Darlin, you only get to call once a day. So tell me quickly what it is, because we like to leave it open for lots of new people instead of people calling back.
Okay. First of all, the marriage thing. The bottom line is a lot of the funding behind the publicity of how people feel about not approving marriage between unmarried couples or make partnerships, whether gay or not, comes from the big corporations that are covering their insurance policies, et cetera, and medical that would have to start paying out for the other partner. And they don't want that. If I could just say about the marijuana thing, when Congress reviewed whether to legalize, about a month or so ago, legalize marijuana, one of the things that came up on CNN when they were actually showing the House doing the voting, one of the members mentioned that, well, we cannot legalize it because if so, we will lower the profits. Now, what does Congress have to do?
Sharon, I don't. Now, wait a minute. How do we get from domestic partners to marijuana? You are losing me here. What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about what you mentioned earlier and the domestic partners.
Well, all right, where does domestic partnership fit into this, and where are you on the issue of domestic partnership?
I think that, you know, I think everybody has a right to all the benefits that marriage gives. I don't think anybody else has the right to tell somebody else that they can't be with someone if they love them or want to be with them and receive the benefits of that. It's all about money. It's all about corporations.
Well, wait, I don't see how the corporations have anything to do with domestic partnership, unless they don't want to pay benefits. But other than that, if you're heterosexual and you want to, if you want to be domestic partners and have marriage light rather than a full-scale marriage, I don't see the role of corporations in that.
They fund the parties to try and the parties, the religious right, and they're hiding behind them because they really don't want to pay out. And they know it'll cost them an arm and a leg when every partner has medical benefits or needs some kind of insurance.
So you think that the corporations are behind the anti-domestic partnership push. Okay, Sharon, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, John and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hey, Enid, this is John from Sacramento. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Listen, I'm a little bit nervous, but I think I can get it out.
I'll bet you can. Is this the first time you've called us?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. We're delighted. Thank you.
I've got a domestic partner, and I'm on his insurance, but I've been trying to get him on mine.
Yeah.
And my employer just doesn't recognize domestic partners. And
what is the law? What's the law on that?
Well, I'm trying to figure that out. California's got a very strong domestic partner law. But these corporations from out of state, you know, recognize what they want to and don't recognize.
Oh, so if it's not a California-based corporation, then they can wiggle out that way? Is that what you're saying?
That's what it seems to me.
Can you talk to an attorney about it?
I'm with my my employer's HR department right now. I have not approached an attorney.
Oh, well, maybe there's some, you know, sort of public service kind of law firm, a pro bono, maybe a like Lambda Legal Defense Fund or something where you could ask these questions and maybe some of the attorneys on staff can be helpful to you.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, why don't you look into it? There've got to be a lot of groups, gay groups, that tell you, you know, what your rights and responsibilities are without, so that you can do that in a preliminary way without having to spend big bucks on an attorney if you're not ready to do it. John, I thank you very much for the call, and I hope you'll call us again.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Michael in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Michael.
Hi there. Couple of quick comments on that. Well, this wasn't my original purpose for calling, but that fellow with the domestic partner, it seems to me that if the company is doing major business in California, they should be subject to California law, but that's something he should research.
Okay, are you an attorney, Michael?
Anyway.
Michael, are you an attorney?
Yes.
Yes, you are?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
I have a specialty, however, I have a strong, I have some experience in that area.
Okay.
See,
aren't we? We're dispensing legal advice here at no charge.
Yeah.
That's good.
You would want to definitely research it more. Here's my question, though, and the reason I called, and I'd be happy to research it more and discuss it if anybody's interested. But Laura Bush's skin cancer, here's my question. Who cares?
Right. Well, it's a way to divert the conversation.
Right.
You know, the question is, why is it coming out now? It happened right before the election. Why is it coming out now around the holiday season? What is it meant to divert our attention from? Why is it a big story? Is it because nothing else is going on? So then you see the crawls on the CNN and you know, Laura Bush cancer scare. Why is...
Or is it, in addition to all of that, is it a way to make these people seem more human and endear us to them or endear them to us? She has the best medical care in the world. She will never have to worry about medical care, unlike millions of people who have no health insurance or domestic partners who can't get it, and yet we're supposed to be concerned she may have had some serious illness. I'm not buying it.
Well, I'm with you, Michael. I'm not buying it either. I thank you for the call. Thanks very much. 349-1320. What are your thoughts about what Michael just had to say? What are your thoughts about Marriage Light? And an anti-abortion group is trying to prevent Nancy Pelosi from attending Mass. I will share that with you as we continue. Matt in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Matt.
Hi. I like your show.
Thank you.
I just want to make a comment about the marriage and the couples. And I hadn't heard it much, but I kind of think that they ought to eliminate marriage as far as the government's concerned and just have everybody have civil unions and leave marriage kind of to, you know, the church and stuff and like that. And that way, you know, people aren't messing with the sanctity, you know, the people that are worried about it. You're not messing with the sanctity of marriage, but then everybody's kind of has the same rights. You can still go in and see your loved one in the hospital and you know, kind of civil union is sort of a contract anyway, and anyone ought to be able, you know, over the 18 ought to be able to enter into that kind of a contract. And stuff.
I'm with you. I'm with you on it. I think if you look in the crystal ball in about 10 years, maybe you'll see some bigger changes. Maybe that's where we're moving toward.
I really hope so. I mean,
remember now, you're going to get a lot of flack from the red staters, in case there are any red states left, in the conservatives. But actually, the divorce rate is a lot higher in the red states than in the blue states.
I hadn't heard that. That's interesting.
Yeah, no, it is true. Matt, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320. We're talking about marriage. We're talking about Marriage Light. Once, my friend Lizanne sent me this short fairy tale. Once upon a time, a girl asked a guy, "Will you marry me?" The guy said no, and the girl lived happily ever after and went shopping and drank martinis with friends and always had a clean house and never had to cook and had a closet full of shoes and handbags and stayed skinny and was never farted on. And that's the that's the happily ever after part of it. We're talking about Marriage Light, and what's the downside of it? Okay, here it is. An anti-abortion group is lobbying a Washington, D.C. Catholic church to stop Speaker of the House designate Nancy Pelosi from attending Mass. Nancy Pelosi, who is, of course, going to become the first woman Speaker of the House, attends Mass at D.C.'s Trinity College, and she will be there on January 3rd, the day before the 110th Congress opens. Trinity is an all-women school from which Nancy Pelosi graduated in 1962. But the American Life League wants Washington's Archbishop to prevent Nancy Pelosi from using the Mass for political gain and has called on him to deny Nancy Pelosi Holy Communion. This group, the American Life League, argued that Representative Pelosi has been unwavering in her support for abortion and is downright defiant toward the Church's teachings on the sanctity of human life. And, they added, it is shameful that Trinity College, a supposedly Catholic institution, has turned a blind eye to the heretical views that Nancy Pelosi embraces. This group, this anti-abortion group, the American Life League, has previously called on the Catholic Church in the U.S. to deny Holy Communion to other politicians who favor preserving abortion rights. And during the 2004 presidential campaign, these groups encouraged the Catholic Church to deny communion to Senator John Kerry. Do you have any thoughts about this? If you're Catholic, if you are conservative, I mean, everybody, I guess, can fight any way that they want to, but what they want to do is to deny her the sacrament of communion, and they think that that Trinity College should not. They're lobbying to have her be prevented from having. They're lobbying for to have the church prevent Nancy Pelosi from attending Mass. Is that low? Is that all's fair in love and war? What do you think? It's kind of creative, actually, but I don't think they're going to cave. I think everybody's thrilled that she's the first Speaker of the House, and I think the church would look kind of mingy and stingy if they denied her Mass. And then, in order to have Mass, the litmus test is what your belief system is? Is that what we really want to have? 349-1320. It came up with John Kerry, didn't it? 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Looks like we're going to see 23 for the low tonight. Highs tomorrow near 53. Some clouds going on, but it was a beautiful day today. On through Thursday and Friday, though, I think we're going to get some showers this weekend. It's not quite clear, though. Hazel Avenue, a tributary, we have a two-car crash. McCourtney Road, just north of Fruitvale. Now, that's in Auburn, but that two-car crash is stopping down. It looks like there might be some injuries. And Roseville Road at Palm Avenue, a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, I'm News 10's Jennifer Smith. A new independent report on asbestos in El Dorado Hills confirms earlier findings and discusses ways to limit exposure. We'll have details for you tonight on News 10 at 11.
The Future Automotive Group is overstocked with pre-owned vehicles. Take advantage of their year-end clearance and shop from the comfort of home at futureautomotivegroup.com.
Join AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Chicks in Crisis on Tuesday from 4 to 10 p.m. at Chick-fil-A for one chick helping another chick this holiday season. Stop by Roseville Chick-fil-A, located at 912 Pleasant Grove Boulevard, just off Highway 65, with your donations of diapers, baby wipes, formula cash, and you'll get a free Chick-fil-A combo meal. Chicks in Crisis is a local women's organization that helps women and teens facing unwanted or unplanned pregnancies. December 19th from 4 to 10 with Chick-fil-A and AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ho, ho, ho! I can't wait to have a good cigar!
Oh, me too, Santa, me too!
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this quality lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie. This will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand, and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy who knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters, humidors, and ashtrays.
Sorry, Santa. I guess I need to lay off the eggnog.
Well, look, Elfie, I travel the world, and I've never seen a cigar shop with a better selection than Tobacco Republic. And whenever I go there, it's always a party. Way better than Mrs. Claus's after Christmas bash.
Hey, come on now, Santa.
For quality gifts and cigar accessories, go to Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
Come into Elliott's Natural Foods today for the health of your family. In Citrus Heights at Greenback and Fair Oaks in Greenback Square. And in Folsom on East Bidwell. Elliott's Natural Foods for the health of your family.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320.
1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Trampolina years with the magazines. I even got a new pair of chucks. I got surf boys giving boom lust and convertible. I still didn't get enough. I got everything I wanted on my list. That's the one thing that I miss. I'm just a kiss.
Five on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. She got everything. What was the lyric? She got everything I wanted or something? She got everything she wanted, but she forgot me. The whole question of gifting this holiday season. Oh, my goodness. What it brings up. And what they're finding is there's these gift cards, which fortunately in the state of California, they can't charge you the fees that they do in other places, and they can't keep deducting, so that the gift card you buy somebody, keeps being reduced in value. But a lot of people, LA Times just did a thing on various people, and they get all these gift cards as gifts, and then they forget to use them, and they're around somewhere, and what the stores find out, it's great for the stores because they have all this money that they have that comes into their coffers because they've sold these gift cards, and the gift cards are often not redeemed. And when they are redeemed, let's say you get a $50 gift card, you might buy a $70 item. So the stores are getting more money on top of it. But I don't know. Is that maybe it's an easy gift. It used to be that you didn't give gift cards, and it used to be that you didn't give checks. But now it doesn't matter. There's no such thing as vulgar, and money is always good, and you have companies that are willing to market anything, even the drug companies who are willing to market drugs that are not good for you, and they know they're not good for you, but they're so profitable to the drug companies, what do they care? Until the government, and we don't have too many inspectors in anything, whether it's the food safety or whether it's drug safety, the government finally steps in, and then they put a halt to it. Otherwise, we're all vulnerable. 349-1320. I'm telling you, the motto on the money should be, what's in it for me? 866-626-1320. We're talking also about Carol Migdon wanting to expand domestic partnership for heterosexual couples in addition to gay couples. What are your thoughts about that? What about marriage light? Does marriage light weaken the already pretty weak and faltering institution of marriage? I mean, why? It took more courage than I ever had, really, to get. But you never know. Prince Charming could gallop up on his trusty steed. You never know. Never know. You could get married. You never know. People can get married for the oddest reasons, at the oddest times, in the most unexpected ways. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. I think we have a line open. Let's head over to the phones. Jane in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jane.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm a regular listener, occasional caller.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks. I'm recovering from my head cold, so bear with me. I'm a gay woman, and I have been unalterably opposed to any kind of state-sponsored marriage. As human beings, we have rights to love anyone, to have anyone attend to us. I just don't understand why people think they have to have their marriage sanctified by the state.
Wait. Are you saying then that you're against gay marriage in the states where they have it, or domestic partnerships? I'm not quite clear.
Both. I oppose both because basically it's the same idea: marriage, civil unions, domestic partnerships.
Why do you oppose them when it could be to your advantage?
The point is, why are only a few people in relationships privileged with things like health care or tax benefits? I'm saying this is something that should be available to everyone, particularly health care. And as for tax benefits, I think that should depend on strictly the number of people in a household versus the relationship among them.
Well, I agree with you that health care should be available to everybody, but it's not.
Right, and gay marriage is masking that issue. If we weren't arguing about gay marriage, we might be arguing about universal health coverage.
I think we're going to keep arguing about it. Here, my view of it is this. I think I'm more pragmatic on this matter than you would be. I'm saying if you can still have the argument, it's not an either-or situation. If you engage in a domestic partnership or a gay marriage, good for you, and you can still have a vibrant discussion about universal health care. The system is not going to pay any attention to you if you deny yourself health care because of a philosophical position. So you are the one who's going to be out in the cold, Jane.
I have my own health care coverage and always have, so it doesn't affect me personally, but I see this tyranny of relationships. And let me just add parenthetically, Margaret Mead, I had the privilege of meeting her when I was in college. She spoke at my university. She said that she believed in two forms of marriage. One she called the companionate form for people who did not wish to have children. And then if you wanted to have children, you'd have to get a separate license.
A license?
Yes,
you have to take how do you pass the test for the license?
She didn't go into such detail, but she basically said people should be licensed if they want to have children. Just getting together and setting up a household, she didn't really think that.
All right, and if they didn't get the license and they wound up pregnant, then what? You have to have a forced abortion? Because you didn't pass your kitty test?
As I said, she never detailed her plans. I haven't thought it through myself because I was not interested in marriage or children, so it was not something near and dear to my heart. But I still say we're using these issues of gay marriage, domestic partnership, civil unions as a smokescreen for what should be basic human rights.
Well, Jane, let's see how people respond to what you're saying. Maybe you're right about that. Let's see how, and I'm delighted that you called us, and I hope you'll call us again. Thank you for doing it. 349-1320, what do you think about what Jane has had to say? She's against it. She thinks it masks the conversations about health care, universal health care, and that these are diversions. Taylor in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you.
Excellent. I just wanted to comment on the domestic partnership. I thought I heard you say maybe it was an hour ago, that somewhere you heard that domestic partners couldn't raise children as good as married couples.
That is the conclusion of Kay Himowitz.
Okay.
And she says that when the couple is more committed, they are better parents, even if the educational levels are the same, than when they are less committed.
Okay.
Now, I don't know why that would be. If they're married, in other words, I'm saying commitment, but she's saying if they're married, they're better parents than if they're not married, even if they're at the same educational, socioeconomic levels.
Sure. I'm just, that struck me kind of. I've been in a 3-year relationship with my girlfriend. I have custody of my children, and we have been successfully raising them for the past 3 years.
Well, that's a good thing. Does your girlfriend have children?
She doesn't have children, actually.
And why are you not marrying her? Is this just a lease with no purchase in mind?
No, it's not going to be a long-term thing. This is kind of one of the reasons that the domestic partnership actually comes up is we are in the process of adopting my ex-stepdaughter from my first marriage, and they're actually trying to write case law concerning a domestic partnership adoption placement, and to actually get it on the books as far as a domestic partner.
So are you telling me you can't get married until the case law is settled? And
no, nothing like that. No, we just haven't gotten married because it's I'm in school and she's waiting for me to finish school.
How old are you, Taylor?
I'm 30.
You're 30, and how long were you married for the first time?
I was married for 4 years. The first time we were together for 8.
Okay.
And I did get sole custody of my children, of my 2 young boys, after the divorce. And now I'm adopting my ex-stepdaughter.
So if this is passed, you are going to register as domestic partners.
Well, I don't think that we're actually going to have that option. I don't think that's going to be an option. We are talking about marriage, but we are also excited about the fact that we might be able to get some sort of domestic partnership adoption put through that makes it, you know, when other domestic partners.
But are you not going to? Are you going to register as domestic partners?
No. We're going to eventually get married down the line. But if we can kind of maybe do some groundwork, maybe set the stage for other domestic people who are registered as domestic partners in any gay relationship or anything like that, who can come along and adopt children.
Mm-hmm.
This has been something that we've heard from many of our friends who've had a difficult time actually adopting children because of the domestic partnership. You know, if you have custody of your children from a former marriage, it's a little bit easier to, you know, to get the domestic partnership, but not necessarily the other way around. So if we can...
Okay, so if I were to ask you the question, Taylor, why is it that you are, because you're in school and because you were burned in a marriage that wasn't successful the first time, is that why you haven't gotten married and you've been together for 3 years? What's the story here? Hey, Taylor, how come you can't make a commitment? What's the story?
I love commitment. I love my girlfriend. I should call her my fiance. It's just, we haven't actually gotten that far. But I'm not afraid of the commitment. I don't feel like I was too burned after the first marriage to commit to another one. I think that I think the idea of marriage in and of itself is kind of silly. I think that these
Now, Taylor, I have to tell you, and we have to move on, but I think that these are all rationalizations. I don't know. I think there's some foot dragging going on, and maybe with good reason. I don't know the ins and outs of your relationship, and the doctor is not in just now, but the goddess is.
Yeah.
But I do thank you for the call, and let us know whether the adoption placement it works out. It's kind of interesting to have case law made, and we hear about it here. Thanks, Taylor. 349-1320-866-2613-20. Marisa and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid.
Is it Marisa?
Yes, it is. Welcome, Marisa.
Hi, how are you? I've got a little laryngitis, so I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'm a gay person, and mm-hmm. I've used to think that it wasn't right for straight people to have domestic partnership because they do have the choice of having marriage, where we don't. However, I've been enlightened an article that I read in The Advocate, which is a gay magazine, just this latest one, where Arizona had a Proposition 107 that tried, they already have non-marriage law on the books for gays, but they were trying to take away domestic partnership as well. And what actually ended up happening is that straight folks got involved with it too because they were saying, especially for the older folks who are.
Yeah, I was just thinking about old people who decide they don't want to get married and they don't want to screw up the, their kids inheriting and all that kind of thing.
Exactly. So what they ended up doing is the gay folks there in Arizona got a bunch of straight folks together and said, hey, this doesn't affect just us, it affects you just as well. So why don't you support us? And you know what? They ended up passing it, or let's put it this way, they ended up defeating the issue 51-49. And so it kind of opened my eyes and I said, hey, wait a minute. You know, I'm somebody who is very socially conscious, I'm pretty liberal, but I've always said, you know, hey, straight people have the option to get married, so why should they have domestic partnership?
All right, so now where are you?
Now from a very, very, very personal aspect, besides the fact that, yeah, I think older folks, you know, should have the option of...
So are you now in favor of heterosexuals having domestic partnership?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, that's
absolutely.
Good. All right.
Not only that, we might be able to, as gay folks, we might be able to get some inroads if we can include some straight people on our side seeing the position that we're in because it affects them as well.
Well, you know, maybe that was Carol Migdon's thinking. I don't know. But thank you, Marisa, for calling in. I appreciate hearing from you. 349-1320-866-620-61320. So this is the political, putting together of groups that Marisa sees that it would get more traction if straight people are behind the domestic partnership. And that's what Carol Migdon is suggesting, expanding the domestic partnership so that encompasses heterosexual as well as gay couples, and it forms a kind of marriage light. And what would be wrong with that? What nobody has called in to tell me what the downside of that would be. I can't think. But if you can think of what a downside is, I'd like to hear about it. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. A little slow. We have at Watt Avenue and at Whitney Avenue. Southbound Cap City Freeway at Arden Way. A 2-car crash slowing things down. Pretty slow going southbound 99. Coming back on northbound 99 as well. Florin Road at Sunrise Boulevard. We have a 2-car crash. And westbound 50 at Hazel Avenue. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong.
Yeah.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall.
Making the choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair or Borders. But the food co-op...
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud, the power to do more.
Howdy diddly doody, this is C. William Bob Hebelhauser speaking, perhaps a little too quickly and a little without thinking exactly before speaking, but what the heck I say, this is an emergency. As the
live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I feel it in my toes. Christmas is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written in the wind, it's everywhere I go. So if you really love Christmas,
on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We are talking about a lot of different things, the usual flea market of ideas. And the most recent thing that we've been discussing, the most recent subject we've been discussing, is that Carol Migdon wants to expand the registry of domestic partnerships to include heterosexuals. And some people are calling it marriage light. And I'm thinking, what could be the downside to marriage light? What could it possibly be? If you could think of something, I'd love to hear from you. If you're a conservative, you think this is a bad idea. It's the training wheels. It's a starter marriage. I don't think it's a bad thing, but what do I know? 349-1320-866-626-1320. I have been following with a lot of interest the Judith Regan story, and every day is a new plot twist worthy of the kind of cheesy novel and book that Judith Regan would publish. Remember, she is the publisher of the O.J. book that had to get shredded, If I Did It. And what she did, whatever she did, got her fired from News Corp by Rupert Murdoch himself. The interesting thing is she had published all these a lot of cheesy books, but they had all been lucrative. They had all made a lot of money. How to Make Love Like a Porn Star. I think there was a book about Joey Buttafuoco. I think Pete Hamill once said about Joey Buttafuoco, there are three TV movies about Joey Buttafuoco and not one about Michelangelo. Well, that's another story. Anyway, she is allegedly fired, and News Corp puts out some information about her saying things about a Jewish cabal, and she was fired because of a Jewish cabal, and it was known that she didn't get along with Jane Friedman, who runs HarperCollins, and her Judith Regan Books is an imprint of HarperCollins. She published Rush. You know, she publishes all these conservative people. So anyway, her attorney, who is also Jewish, is Burt Fields, known to be very successful in Hollywood, known to be kind of a pit bull. It was got a little smeared in the Anthony Pelicano story, in which Anthony Pelicano, this private eye, was actually wiretapping a lot of clients for these fancy lawyers, and that's why they had an edge in court, and some of that has all come out, and Anthony Pelicano is right now cooling his heels in the pokey, which is where O.J. would be, but he's busy looking for the murderer on the golf courses of America. So in any event, Judith Regan, who had been this powerhouse, and she has a radio show, and she's got a TV show, and she has her own imprint, and she's been very successful for News Corp, for Murdoch, Fox, you know. She had a big fight with one of their attorneys, and she talked about all this stuff, and she gets fired for cause because News Corp is alleging that her comments were anti-Semitic. I'm not so sure. I think they were anti-Semitic, really. But they're looking for a way to unload her. And now she has an attorney, and the attorney's going to sue for breach of contract. And I'm looking at the scenario, which will wind up being a novel or a movie of the week or a book by Judith Regan. Trust me on this. I think what's going to happen is that they'll probably will be successful in alleging breach of contract, although the News Corp is saying they're firing her for cause. And since she has made them so much money and is now a liability because of O.J., it isn't because of the money. They would have been happy to publish that O.J. if I did it book. It would have made him a lot of money, I think, if it, there was a great interest in that book for the wrong reasons. But there was also great outrage. And the advertisers put their foot down, and they said that they weren't going to support the TV interview with O.J. And I don't know, there was a lot of... So they finally had to pull it. There was just too much outrage. Imagine. Can you imagine the level of outrage on the publishing of If I Did It, the O.J. alleged confession, vis-a-vis the outrage that we're fighting a war based on lies, and that Dickie wants to send 50 or 30,000 more people, a surge, a bulge, a Viagraization, call it whatever you want. There's no outrage there. There hasn't been any outrage, but there was plenty of outrage about this O.J. thing. Now, don't you think that's interesting? And tell me what you think would account for the difference in outrage levels. Well, it was sufficient that, as you know, Murdoch pulled, and I think it was his decision to fire her, and News Corp pulled that book, or her, you know, it was pulled. So here's what I think is going to happen. Burt Fields will get a settlement for her, and it'll be a handsome settlement, and probably that'll be an easy way of resolving the issue because she has made the company a lot of money. I don't know what was left on her contract. I don't know how much she got paid, but if she was fired for cause, very likely they don't pay off the contract. That would be my guess. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and I don't know whether it was a multi-year contract or not. Did what she say constitute anti-Semitism? I don't know. So what? Rupert Murdoch's News Corp has now released the alleged anti-Semitic comments made by Judith Regan during the conference call that resulted in her firing, and then she reamed out one of the company attorneys. But she's known to be kind of cheesy, actually. Sharp elbows, cheesy. She had an affair with Bernard Carrick, who also had another woman on the side and who knows what else. And he is disgraced, former, what, police chief of New York. And they tried to appoint him, the Dickey administration tried to appoint him for something in Iraq. And then it came out what a sleazeball he was. So that lasted about 2 seconds. So I think that tells us everything we need to know about Judith Regan. Really, your mother was right. Birds of a feather flock together. That is true. All right, so the votes are in. And Ariana Nuffington is saying it's libel and breach of contract. Rupert Murdoch's News Corp has now released the alleged anti-Semitic comments made by Judith Regan during a conference call that resulted in her firing. The Wall Street Journal reports that Regan said, of all people, Jews should know about ganging up, finding common enemies, and telling the big lies. So she thinks she's blaming her problems on the Jews. Maybe she could look at her. You know, it's like Dickey's blaming his problems on what? Not enough troops, the Iraqis, who knows? And then went on to call literary agent Esther Newberg and HarperCollins employees David Hershey, Jane Friedman, and Mark Jackson, a Jewish cabal. All of you people are conspiring against me. Well, she's delusional in addition to being cheesy. Rude and inappropriate, absolutely, writes Ariana Nuffington. Anti-Semitic, debatable. Meanwhile, Regan's attorney, Bert Fields, is claiming breach of contract and libel. And so you know what? To successfully assert a libel claim, a plaintiff must usually prove that the publication was intentional. Not a problem in this case now that HarperCollins and News Corp employees are spouting Regan's alleged comments to willing reporters. Proof of the truth of the statements is a complete defense in a civil action for libel, meaning that if they can prove she said it, she has no case. Only factual misrepresentations are considered libel, not expressions of opinion. I wonder if they're going to be able to prove it. Ooh, this is so juicy. Can we get a novel out of this? Can we get a movie of the week out of it? And let me add this to that, we haven't talked about this, but I think it's worth talking about. Marc Jacobs, the designer, his new muse, you know, is a 12-year-old named, you know, an actress named Dakota Fanning. A 12-year-old. It's already bad enough that we are sub-zero sizes for women. Either that or we're in Porkland, one or the other. It's one or the other. All these extremes. But now you got to look like a 12-year-old because he's designing, his muse is a 12-year-old. Well, I mean, you know, it is we've got, and we're becoming a nation of pedophiles. Oh, well, or as I put it, if you like your pet, you are a petophile. Oh, anyhow, so I don't know. I think this infantilizes women. Because why? Think about this. Because women have become very powerful and become very strong. And as Gloria Steinem once said, or Bella Abzug or somebody once said, women have become the kind of men they wanted to marry. But now they're forced to sign up for a domestic partner registry because where are the men? They don't want to make commitments. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, no snow in the next future. I was hoping. I'm praying. We're going to Tahoe in the next couple of days, and I can hardly wait to see it. We're not going to see that. We're not going to see any rain. Tomorrow's going to be 53 with a little clouds, but tomorrow night still 23. Northbound Watt Avenue at westbound 50, we have a two-car crash from Watt Avenue at Blackfoot Way. There's a two-car crash there as well. San Juan Avenue at Malintz, there is a three-car crash from Watt Avenue at Whitney Avenue. We have a hit and run, no injuries, but emergency vehicles are there. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel.
While they're slinging mud, we're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Join AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Chicks in Crisis on Tuesday from 4 to 10 p.m. at Chick-fil-A for one chick helping another chick this holiday season. Stop by Roseville Chick-fil-A, located at 912 Pleasant Grove Boulevard, just off Highway 65. With your donations of diapers, baby wipes, formula cash, and you'll get a free Chick-fil-A combo meal. Chicks in Crisis is a local women's organization that helps women and teens facing unwanted or unplanned pregnancies. December 19th from 4 to 10 with Chick-fil-A and AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall...
Making the choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair. Or Borders. But the food co-op...
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud. The power to do more.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours for just a few minutes more. We were talking earlier about the fact if you're just joining us, we're talking about the surprising information that, like adult entertainment or porn, marijuana is a huge crop in this country, about $36 billion worth nationwide, and in California about $14 billion, bigger than a lot of our agricultural crops combined. So we were talking about that, and it's morphed into a conversation as well about medical marijuana. And I just got an email from one of you from Red who said, UC Davis Med Center, the pain clinic, he says, has a current clinical research project on the effectiveness of marijuana to control pain. He says, as I jokingly said to my doctor, another study, we've got 5,000 years of research saying it does. Let's just get on with the dispensing part of it. But so I think it's interesting, because for a while, this administration tried to stifle any kind of research on the effectiveness of marijuana. It doesn't matter whether the states have decided, voters in the states have decided, as they have in the state of California, that medical marijuana should be legal. You had the Attorney General Ashcroft, and I think Gonzalez under him. Gonzalez is busy looking for pedophiles. He's busy looking for kiddie porn. And Ashcroft was busy looking for tits on the statue of Miss Justice. And so she was draped, and now they've taken the drape off, and he was given some sort of award right under one of those cone-shaped 3,000.